want to spend much less than the president and Democrats want. President Obama plans to go to New Jersey Sunday to see some of the damage from Hurricane Irene. CNN's Susan Candiotti says the water is waist deep in the town of Little Falls, where some people are ignoring orders to evacuate.
They say, we've been through this. I refuse to leave my house. We have flood insurance, and a lot of them are simply worried about looting for both themselves and their neighbors. But there is a strong police presence out here. We've seen police turning people back if it looks like they don't belong.
A storm system in the Gulf of Mexico could become a tropical depression. Forecaster Jack Bevin says people on the Gulf Coast need to keep an eye on it.
It'll be rather close to the northern Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama. It's something for the areas to definitely keep an eye on as it tries to develop here over the next couple of days.
Also, Katia is now a hurricane far out in the Atlantic. Not one U.S. soldier was killed in Iraq in August. It's the first month that's happened since the war started in 2003. Things are much different in Afghanistan, where there were a record number of American casualties last month. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hello?
Let me guess. You're at a warehouse store?
How did you know what...
Looking at new dryers?
Yes, but
consider this your wake-up call. Only Sears has Kenmore appliances and all 10 of the top appliance brands.
So what am I...
going to say next? Thank you.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Right now, head to Sears for the big Labor Day event and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus, get an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Up to 25% off. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 25%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer to 396.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
But is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
This morning, dozens of the nation's biggest retailers will report their August sales totals. Expectations have been scaled back following Hurricane Irene, which messed up the month's final weekend along much of the eastern seaboard, right when back-to-school shopping was hitting its final stretch. Already, we have heard from one chain, Costco, reports sales at locales open at least a year increased 11% in August. Later today, we get August sales reports from the auto business. Edmunds.com predicts sales increased from a year ago, but decreased from a month ago. Bank of America is trying to get rid of a big chunk of Countrywide Financial, the once biggest mortgage lender, which plummeted into near ruin during the height of the 2008 financial collapse. The division, which buys mortgages from smaller lenders and packages them into securities, is a low-margin business that employs 1,400 people. Bank of America trying to put that unit up for sale. Japan's Nikkei gained 1%. Europe's markets down. S&P futures losing 6. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Hello?
Let me guess. You're at a warehouse store?
How did you know what...
Looking at new dryers?
Yes, but...
Consider this your wake-up call. Only Sears has Kenmore appliances and all 10 of the top appliance brands.
So what am I...
going to say next? Thank you.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Right now, head to Sears for the big Labor Day event and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus, get an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Up to 25% off. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 25%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer due 396.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this glorious Thursday. As we begin the first day of September 2011, happy to be with you as always. We've got a couple new features that we start today. You just heard a new show open, which sounded glorious. Our hats off to Steve, the voiceover guy, Jeff, for all the production work he puts into doing this. Just going to be a good day. We've got a lot of information to get to. Let me just quickly go over what we've got planned guest-wise, and then we'll introduce the first of a couple new features on the program that start on this September 1st. Joining us a little later on this morning in the 7 o'clock hour will be State Representative Stacey Irwin Oaks. She's going to talk about the new state Democrat or the House Democrats' proposed legislation to extend tax credits to the advanced battery industry, what that would mean for the state of Michigan in terms of the industry and in terms of jobs, and the reality that they can get it through a Republican legislature here in the state. Joining us a little bit later on in that hour, Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer will check in with us. Just kind of get a preview of what we can expect as we get into the fall season at the state capitol in Lansing. And then Jeff Breslin, the president of the Michigan Nurses Association, will be with us instead of David Holtz from Progress Michigan. They have a new initiative that starts statewide today that you need to know about. They're going to be calling on Wall Street to do something perhaps they should have been doing all along. And with that said, let us get to our first new feature. It is called First Word, and it'll go something like this.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, let me tell you that as we begin and look at this Labor Day weekend, one of the many fine traditions is the Muscular Dystrophy Association Telethon that this year is marred by controversy, and actually not just controversy, but shrouded in some secrecy. And I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but I will tell you that Jerry Lewis is no longer a part of this fine tradition. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, and I can remember going way back to being a tot, and of course that marathon 24-hour session, which was exciting to me as a child, to watch all these famous entertainers come together to raise money for, I can't think of a more worthy cause, to turn around a disease that afflicts so many people. Over $2 billion has been raised in the name of muscular dystrophy, and for whatever reason, and we may never know, Jerry Lewis no longer that icon for this weekend activity. What will happen this year? A six-hour abbreviated session, which obviously won't raise nearly the money it once did. And of course, curing disease requires bucketfuls. What happens? I don't know. Will we find the truth out? Maybe never. I do know this. Children, adults, those afflicted, those that do the researching, those that actually do the administering are harmed. And in that harm is a message that, I don't know, is both disappointing and makes me a bit disgruntled. Yeah, maybe Jerry Lewis is just amazingly difficult to work with, but I know this, when it was all said and done, he raised millions of dollars each and every year for a cause that needed a spokesperson. And for 45 years, he was that spokesperson. I, for one, will miss the Labor Day telethon. And that
is the first word. Okay. What will first word be? Well, it'll be that and many things. Maybe it'll be something more political. Maybe just an observation. I don't know. But all things being equal, that's the way we're going to start the show. We'll end the show with the last word, and we'll get to that, well, later on in the show when it's time for the last word. Jeff, good morning to you. Hope you had a nice day yesterday.
That I did.
We got a chance to watch the Detroit Tigers play a wonderful afternoon game. We get another one today, which, of course, just makes me giddy with joy.
I'm trying to figure a way to get them down there. I want to go see Jacob Turner pitch.
Just go. You don't need to have a reason.
Just walk down there.
Dude, you can drive.
Yeah. And then you have to worry about parking and I don't know.
Can't you grab the pass or it's already taken?
Yeah, it's already spoken for.
Well, I mean, you know, do you need to buy a ticket or can you get in free?
No, I can get in free.
Well, then, you know, if all it's going to cost you is the price of parking, go.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that. But I think I won't get down there till it's late. And I want to, if anything, I'd go, you know, I'd do one of the things where you stop at one of the fine restaurants downtown and they have a shuttle. I would rather do that, you know.
Okay.
You ever do that? You ever go to Nemo's before?
No, I just always park somewhere and go.
Oh, it's a great deal. I mean,
oh, again, I know it's a great deal, but
I don't want to speak, you know, that Nemo's is the one I go to. I know Fishbones.
Oh, there's quite a few of them.
There's a lot of them that have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good deal. I think you park in their lot for like $2 or $3 or whatever, and then, you know, they obviously want to serve you some stuff before you go.
Well, that would be the whole point, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah, but it's very cool. Like, it's easy to get in and get out, and then, you know, the shuttle drops you off right in front of the stadium.
Right, yeah. No, it doesn't get any easier than that. Well, it was a beautiful day. You know, it was interesting during Jim Leland's postgame show yesterday. He mentions the weather. That's how good things are for the Detroit Tigers, right? When Jim Leland's talking about how nice the weather is, he's got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, the only problem is that the Indians won as well. The Indians won, but the White Sox lost, so, yeah.
Well,
splitting hairs, I guess.
They're playing each other right now, if I recall that. No. The White Sox are playing Minnesota right now.
Right. And the Indians, I think, were playing Oakland.
Okay. Well, those series are both over. Detroit actually has a chance to pick up a game today because they're playing a makeup game. Today's game is actually a rainout from May 15th, so this is a makeup game, and this is an important game, and I think Jacob Turner it comes along at an important time. Will he be on the playoff roster, you think?
Yeah, I think he'll be on the roster. I don't know how much he pitches, but, you know, I think he's – you know what? I'll say this. How about it depends on what happens today. Because if he shows he's got the poise that he showed against the Angels, that he can strike a couple guys out, then, yeah, he can probably fill some middle innings.
Penny, I'm just throwing the name out there.
Well, Penny won't pitch in the postseason anyway.
Let's hope not.
It's, you know, when you go to the postseason, the deepest you go is four. You know, so for the most part, I think it's between Porcello and at this point, probably. I mean, it's weird to say, but Porcello and Scherzer for that third spot.
Really?
Because I think Verlander and Pfister look like, you know, I shouldn't say that because Pfister, I know he's had some good outings. I know he's the guy I like to root for, but
No, Jeff. I think our number one and two pitchers right now are definitely Justin Verlander and Doug Pfister. I think there's no question that's true. Pfister has been, I mean, almost perfect since he's come here.
I got to look up what he's who he's played against, though. I think for the most part he hasn't, obviously hasn't faced the Yankees or the Red Sox or anything like that. I don't. Did he pitch the Rays? I think he did. That might be his toughest opponent so far.
No, still he's pitched well, and so no. I mean, you got to look at what he's done since he's been here, and even with. With Seattle, he pitched extremely well. It's not like he came in with an ERA of 7.
No, exactly. You know, and my favorite stat of all, 23 of his 30 career losses as a Mariner came when the Mariners scored 2 runs or less. Yeah. I mean, the other night, he was like he was back in a Mariners out uniform. He's pitching outstanding. He's got a no-hitter going through the first couple innings. And it's like, where's the run support in Detroit? Am I back in Seattle?
Well, you know, it was one game. I will tell you, it is awesome. You and I were on the phone yesterday during part of the game, of course, and actually towards the end of the game, and I believe it was the seventh inning or so. We were down 4-2 at that point, and I said, "What's going on with my Tigers?" You said, there's a lot can go on yet." Sure enough, next inning, bang, 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 and it was fun to watch that. They walk away with a 5-4 victory. That hit by Victor Martinez. That's baseball, dude. That's baseball. Talk about a game of inches. That's baseball. It was awesome.
Game of inches?
Inches, not inches. Okay. No, no. If we had a game of inches, it would be Little League.
It would be outstanding defensive plays.
And, yeah, nothing but... And talk about outstanding defensive plays. How the hell about Kansas City yesterday? Sweet God, were they awesome on defense.
Yeah, I saw the people on Twitter saying they got 9 golden gloves today.
It was amazing. I mean, you know, I thought, you know a team's having a tough year when you play that well defensively for 8 innings and lose.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. Go back. I mean, I think they did it yesterday. I heard it someone say it. Go back the last couple of years. In the months of August on, the Royals have, I think, they're 6 games over 500 against the Tigers. So 18-12 or something like that, 17-14. Well, they have a winning record against the Tigers, and they're not that good the last couple of years. They haven't been that good, but they can beat at the end of the season, for whatever it is, they own the Tigers.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was a great game. Love afternoon baseball, and then I had a meeting to go to, which I'll talk about in the next segment after that. So it was for me, it was a great afternoon. You and I accomplished a great deal. We had a great afternoon, got a lot of stuff done. Watched the game in the process, did a lot, got all caught up with my phone calls. Went to a great meeting early evening yesterday. I don't know. It was a perfect day for me. I can't complain at all.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy all the new opens today, because it took me all night long.
Why did you didn't have to do it in one day?
I wanted to, though. I liked it. It was fun. It was fun for me. It's just I got to get in that mood. You know, once you're in that mood, you just got to let it go.
No, well, I'm not going to question it, because, you know, I love production. By the way, people like First Word, because I've got 3 emails already from people saying great, great, great feature. Get a load of that, day one.
Well, wait till they hear Last Word.
Yeah, well, Last Word might have something to do, actually, with what happens during the show. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens with Last Word. I'm kind of leaving that one open. All right, a quick break here. Thanks for punching in this early Thursday morning. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. 888-552-3595. We'll be back after we take this quick break.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Well, things are looking great out there on the freeways right now. Traffic volumes are light, moving at posted speeds. Of course, construction, we do have some of that. South of Freeway, Northland, southbound between 94 and Grand River. It's not just one lane. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny as the clouds burn off this morning. A high near 88. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 72. And then tomorrow, a little warm. Mostly sunny, a high in the lower 90s. Currently, there's some clouds, and it's 72 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steak smells delicious.
And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you. First of all, want to thank the good brothers and sisters out at UAW Local 174 yesterday. They have a committee that is protesting free trade agreements. And what they're trying to do is to move the issue front and center so that we can start talking about fair trade versus free trade. And we'll talk about that quite extensively. But they've invited me to join this a committee. They've invited me to join them. They meet regularly, and I've agreed to do that and looking forward to that. So you'll hear more about that as we move forward.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you almost make me want to go the way you were talking about it. You were excited.
You're more than welcome to go.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because the way you talked about it this morning when you came in, and by it's like, you know, 4:30 or 5 o'clock when we start our talks or whatever, and you were already fired up about what you guys did last night.
First of all, they're extremely well organized. They know what they're doing. They're efficient. I felt immediately at home. I felt comfortable instantaneously. It was almost like I'd been a part of this group for months. Seriously, I rarely ever have that kind of experience. And so, you know, it was just great. It was a great opportunity. I'm excited to get involved, as involved as I'll be able to. And, of course, these are the same people that I'll be walking in the Labor Day parade with on Monday. So it gave me a chance, of course, to meet them before the fact, which is awesome. So I'm pretty excited.
That's the same local of my dad.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool. 735 is what they joined with 174.
They merged together when the Willow Run plant closed.
Right. So I thought that was pretty cool as well. He wasn't there, obviously, but.
No.
In fact, you know, if he didn't have a broken foot, I think he would probably go in March in the Labor Day thing, too.
Yeah, it's cool. That's really cool. Anyway, before we get to the phones, and let me let you know that we do have. You know, let me do the Facebook poll question quick, but I want to come back to Facebook because something happened yesterday that I think you'll all find interesting. Our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day, for those of you that don't know, on this September 1st, the item pricing law is no longer law in Michigan. Are you concerned and do you trust the price that you pay for something is the real price you are going to pay? So do you trust that retailers are going to do the right thing because they no longer require to put a price tag on the product? I'm concerned about that. I truly am concerned about that. And in fact, we have Chris Mihalakis on again next week with the United Food and Commercial Workers. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Anyway, we are, of course, we're always open lines. So if you want to call us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. I want to welcome Paul in Sterling Heights to the show, and good early morning to you, Paul. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Actually, I punched out to punch in with you. I'm a midnight worker. I'm one of the dinosaurs, Tony. I'm last of the dinosaurs, union auto worker. Come on.
That's all right.
I got it.
I'm protecting that species or doing my best to do that anyway, Paul.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I have a riddle for you that I heard it yesterday and explained so much. Here's my riddle. What happened? Where did all the moderate Republicans go?
That's a great question. You're right, it is a riddle.
The answer is they're running the Democratic Party.
Ooh. Ooh, Paul. Paul.
Enjoy yourself, Tony. Have a good day.
Yeah, get some rest. Wow. Wow.
That might be just one of my favorite calls in a long time.
Wow.
Not that it was better than any other one, but Paul has a unique way about going about things.
I smell a promo. That's really interesting. That's really interesting. Wow.
Me and Todd are cracking up. Paul's call was good.
Paul, we love you. You can call anytime. See what happens when you're sleep deprived. See, he's smart and sleep deprived. Maybe that's a dangerous combination.
We will take all the dinosaurs that want to call in.
Absolutely.
I'm coming off the night shift.
If they're like that, they're always welcome here. Yeah, I got to tell you, we had Stephen Henderson on the show yesterday, and Jeff, one of the things we talked about was the Republican primary to decide who will run against Senator Debbie Stabenow, right? And so yesterday, John Engler, our former governor, kind of had something to say about this. Let me just get into it, because I got to tell you the insanity of this. Former Governor John Engler said that Clark Durant, who, if you'll recall, is being endorsed by new money in the state Republican Party, the DeVosses, Saul Anousis, Spence Abraham, and, of course, Hoekstra, endorsed by the governor the other day, Candace Miller, more of the traditional Republicans. Well, you know, John Engler is more of a traditional Republican and said, basically, Clark Durant, get out of the race. You don't need to be in this. We've got a candidate. We don't need you. All right. Well, he's got a right to his opinion. Absolutely. Jeff, I have never, in all the years I've been covering, especially Michigan politics, I've never seen Republicans at such odds over candidacies before.
It makes me think, remember, wasn't there the Reagan rules where it was like never say anything bad about a fellow Republican?
Yeah. That was the unwritten Reagan law of Republicanism.
That's dead. It's becoming more and more apparent, even on the national level.
Yeah.
It's gone.
I mean, but it just blew my mind when I saw this, because this is an ongoing thing now. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. I'll bet you that between Hoekstra and Durant, they're going to have to spend $3 to $4 million each to try to win the nomination. Now, that's a lot of freaking money. Now, Durant has the edge because the DeVos family alone could write a check for that size right now. And they could get it through PACs. I mean, it's not like it's hard to get them that kind of money. So literally one person could write that check. Pete Hoekstra, the conventional wisdom says he's always had trouble, raising money. But this will actually help him raise money amongst a certain segment of the state Republican Party. But I just don't get what's going on behind the scenes. And you'll remember Joe DeSano gave us there was a Facebook page that Republicans were bashing Republicans. Remember that a few months back?
Yeah.
Well, you got to wonder what the hell's going on. Do you think this is all related to the Tea Party?
That's got to be part of it, because if you're the right, and then someone is stretching you even further right, and some people are like, well, wait a minute, that's, you're getting a little too extreme now. Whereas with the Democrats on the left, it's like they're more closer to the middle anyway, which I think is why people voted for Democrats back when Obama got elected, and the fact that the Democrats had such a sweeping effect in elections across the country. Is because, as a people, I think the American people, whether you want to say you're Democrat or Republican, we're more in the middle than the two parties. And yet they want to separate themselves so much so that you can't confuse them, or accuse one of them having Republicans with Democrat principles and vice versa, that they're pulling apart.
Or God forbid they compromise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what the American people want, but, you know, obviously politicians don't care about what the American people want.
Well, and as we know and we learned, you know, when you're right, you don't need to compromise. So there is that. All right, very quickly, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to address a little Facebook thing that happened yesterday, and then we've got some great audio to get to because the Republicans have a strategy for this election. And I'm going to tell you what it's all about, and it's about the color of your skin, to be honest with you. We're going to get to that on the other side. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. On Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. We're still waiting for our first question or comment on Twitter. Someone out there has to make Jeff happy and send a comment on Twitter, please. Let's take a quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. This total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Things looking fantastic on the freeways. Of course, we do have some road construction out there. Reminder that M59 east and westbound between Uptake and Crooks, down to two lanes. Eastbound side of M59, that ramp to northbound 35 is currently closed. I'm Russ with traffic.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new Cherry Berry Chiller. It's a new naturally flavored iced beverage featuring 100% fruit juice. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, after the clouds burn off, it's going to be mostly sunny, a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 90s. Just taking a quick peek at the rest of the weekend, chance of showers every single day for your Labor Day weekend. More First Shift coming up after this.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says as this Labor Day approaches, organized labor is gearing up to advocate for the desperate need for jobs and a political voice for working people. Trumka says labor is declaring its political independence this Labor Day with a new year-round mobilization super PAC aimed at all workers, not just union members.
This advocacy arm will help build the power of America's silent majority, the middle class and poor, who are struggling to just get by. Unions of the AFL-CIO are pooling our resources and developing year-round mobilization capacity of our own, independent of parties and candidates and fueled by the power that comes from unity.
Trumka says the AFL-CIO will amplify the voices of working people calling for a six-point jobs program that includes serious infrastructure investment, reviving manufacturing, and stopping the further exportation of American jobs through flawed trade agreements. Trumka says state and local governments have to be helped to stop the contractions at that level. Wall Street must be reformed and consumer demand must be stimulated while unemployment benefits are extended. And he says government stimulus works.
The stimulus package has absolutely worked. It's created a couple of 3 million jobs. Actually created more jobs in a year and a half during a recession than George Bush created in 8 years he was president.
Registered nurses across the country are delivering a message directly to the offices of congressional representatives today. Tax Wall Street. Jesse Russell reports.
National Nurses United is leading the effort that calls for a tax on Wall Street speculation. Throughout today, rallies are being held near the offices of more than 60 Congress members. The rallies will include nurses assisting at local soup kitchens and community members speaking out. Some economists, such as UMass economics professor Nancy Fulbray, believe a small tax on purchases of stocks, bonds, and other financial instruments could produce billions of dollars to help the continued funding of programs that help the communities hit hard by the recession. In a recent blog post, Fulbray said such a tax in Great Britain raises nearly $40 billion per year. A similar tax is about to go into effect in all 27 member nations of the European Union. The nurses are visiting the offices of both Democrats and Republicans, attempting to drive home the message that everyday Americans are hurting.
This is what democracy looks like, Wisconsin's Worker Uprising, a one-hour radio documentary produced by Workers Independent News in conjunction with WORT. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Don't adjust your radio.
This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this early Thursday morning. Again, our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. As of today, item pricing is no longer the law in Michigan. Are you concerned, and do you trust that the price you pay for something is the real price you are going to pay? That's simple, and we've actually had quite a few people already vote on that question. Now, speaking of Facebook, I had made a comment on the show yesterday that, in my belief, the president needs to come out, and he's going to give this speech next week, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in this half hour, on jobs. And I said it had to be big and huge, historic, blah, 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 blah. I did get a call from a great guy. I happen to know Herb real well, very smart, one of the smartest progressives I know. And, you know, he said, we need to be careful about the way we dialogue about this. We don't want to set the president up for failure. I get that. But, you know, again, I've got a show. It's my point of view. So, and I give everybody access to the show. Well, somebody unliked us on Facebook yesterday. And then they sent me an email to explain what a piece of crap I am and that I would personally be responsible if the president is not reelected because I continued to point out everything he does wrong. Now, I didn't point out that he was doing something wrong yesterday, number one. Not that I need to defend myself here because, again, I say what I say. I have a foundational reason for saying it, so I don't need to kind of justify every word that comes out of my mouth. I'm thinking to myself, I get it. We don't get much more liberal than me. I mean, I guess it's possible, but not a whole lot more possible. Certainly, I love the President of the United States. I think Barack Obama is an amazing guy. I think he's an amazing leader. I think that, you know, he has been picked on in an extraordinary way. I think history will remember this in a not kind way to the Republicans. And I could go on and on. But this idea that I'm somehow not supporting this president because I don't give him a pass on everything or try to justify. You know, there are some progressive talk show hosts, and I'm not going to name names, that do that. I'm not that kind of host. Now listen, if he does something that I think is egregious, I'm going to say it. If he does something that I think is great, I'm going to be the first one, of course, to cheerlead it. And if you can't like the show because I'm honest, I don't want you part of the show. And I'm assuming we lost a listener yesterday as well. And I don't want to lose listeners. But if that's the way I got to lose them, I'm fine with it. So we need to make up for that one like with two. So I need two people to like the show today on Facebook.
Well, and I think that's the thing. One person might not like that you're not a cheerleader for the president, while two people would say, I like that he's honest, that he'll do both sides of the aisle, and that you're not going to just tune in and see the world through Obama-colored glasses.
Well, and again, Jeff, how many times have you heard, because you listen, you've been with the show from day one for every minute of every show. Yeah, I'm a cheerleader for this president. You know, yeah, absolutely. But if I see it as being wrong, I'm going to say it's wrong. That's all. I mean, 99.8% of the time, I'm with this guy, right?
Exactly.
So for the, you know, 0.2% of the time that, you know, I have an issue, and all I said yesterday is he needs to go big or he's got real problems. And I believe that. That's all I'm saying. All right. Anyway, let's talk a little election. Very quickly, I got to get to some audio here. Glenn Beck. We're going to start with Glenn Beck. Now, you're going to see a pattern over the next couple sound bites we're going to play. But there's a pattern. The Republicans have finally decided their electoral strategy over the next 15 months. And they're going to make this about race. Go ahead and play the Glenn Beck piece.
I told you over a year ago that the only thing this president would have left in the end was race. That's all he would have. And they would do everything they could to start race riots because it's what the Weather Underground said they wanted. And if you look at this agenda of this administration, it's damn near identical to the plan laid out by the Weather Underground. Whether he's using it or not, whether it's just a wild coincidence or not, it doesn't matter. But when you have the Congressional Caucus saying what they have, remember, the Tea Party is code language for old white people. So when you have the Congressional Black Caucus coming out against old white people, and saying that they just want to lynch black people, what do you think that's going to do to the uninformed? You think the uninformed are going to stand around and go, hey, they want to lynch a bunch of people? Well, that's great. You're demonizing them. And they're doing it intentionally. The media has done it. They're demonizing and they're destroying any path other than what the president is laying out. And if the president doesn't lay it out, it's like Van Jones said about a year ago, you got to do things, you got to get out in the street, and you have to force this president to do what he knows he has to do.
All right, now, listen, you heard him say all this stuff about lynching. Very quickly, let's go to the Alan West audio, Todd, and listen very closely to what's said. This is a little bit long, but listen very closely to what's said.
Meanwhile, the Congressional Black Caucus has been complaining loudly that they were tired of waiting on the president to fix the poor jobs market. But now they are blaming the media for trying to divide them.
The way that it's been covered, frankly, has pissed me off. Excuse my language. Because they always want to see us divided. The Congressional Black Caucus is very clear who we want to see in the White House in the next 4 years. And we're not going to let them divide us.
She's talking about the media there. But is this just another attempt to distract voters from a struggling economy under President Obama, who promised jobs? Joining us right now to weigh in is Republican Florida Congressman Alan West. Good morning to you, Congressman.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. We've heard a lot from the Congressional Black Caucus. A couple of weeks ago, Maxine Rottwater said that the Tea Party members could go straight to hell. Then this that we just played. What's going on with them?
Well, I think that what you see is a desire to not recognize some of the serious problems that are in the black community. When you understand that the black unemployment rate is 16%, with black teens you have an unemployment rate that's close to 40%. You see what is happening in Philadelphia with the unrest and these flash mobs. And to try to all of a sudden have a scapegoat called the Tea Party, which is what you saw after the S&P downgrade, that became the liberal media talking point, that's just a distraction. The Tea Party really stands for some basic core constitutional principles, and that means efficient, constitutionally mandated government, fiscally responsible government, national security, and our free market and free enterprise.
Right.
And I can't see why anyone would not want to agree with that and align themselves with those principles.
All right. Congressman, I want to play a soundbite for you. This was taken down in Miami, Florida, your state. It's a Democrat by the name of Andre Carson. He is from Indiana, and he takes aim at you and others. Listen.
Some of them in Congress right now in this Tea Party movement would love to see you and me outside of camera. That ain't on the truth. Some of them right now in Congress are comfortable with where we were 50 and 60 years ago. But it's a new day with a black president and a congressional black caucus.
Oh my. What's your message to Congressman Carson?
Well, I think that we heard the president talk about some of this over-the-top rhetoric, and we should move away from that. And when you start using words such as lynching, I was born and raised in Georgia. My folks were from southern Georgia, born in the 20s and the 30s. That's a very reprehensible word, and I think we should move away from using that type of language. And I have to tell you, one of the things I'm starting to think about is reconsidering my membership in the Congressional Black Caucus, because I don't think that they're moving toward the right manner in which we're going to solve the problems.
Let's end it there. So you get two sound bites, and I don't have time to get to the Rush Limbaugh one, maybe after the break. But here's the deal. You heard the word lynching by the guests and by the hosts, but you didn't hear it in anything else. The congressman from Indiana didn't use the word lynching. There was no lynching involved. Now we see a deliberate message. And Republicans, again, are masters of message. Now, Jeff, of course, found all this for us. So just so you understand the context of where this is coming from. And we will play the Rush Limbaugh one on the other side, because all of a sudden, Jeff, what we're seeing from the conservative media is a fairly coordinated, and at least in my opinion, it's a coordinated message to bait by race. I think that they're deliberately trying to make this a black and white issue.
And they're doing it in a way where they blame the Democrats, because they're the ones saying, oh, no, the Democrats started this race baiting. They're the ones who want the race riots. And it's like even the sound clip we played about the Black Caucus, and the representative that was talking, where he said they want to see us hanging from trees. That's where they're getting this lynching from. But the word lynch was never used. The point he was making was the Tea Party signing pledges where it said in the pledge it said that African Americans were better off 50 years ago than they are now. And you know, I mean, make the connection there. You would think that they're saying, okay, you know, now things have gotten worse.
Actually, let's take that a step further, because what they said was blacks were better off under slavery because they actually had more traditional households. There was a mother and a father and children living under the same roof.
Right, but there was a lot of racism going on as well. So I think it's them responding to that. It's not the Democrats that started this. They're just commenting on what the Republicans are their crazy ideas are.
Well, I would be interested, both the members of this audience that are either, it doesn't really matter, the black or white or anywhere in between, do you see that there is a deliberate effort by the Republicans to continue to use race as a dividing issue in the way we move forward in this country? I believe that the Republicans truly understand that if they keep us divided as a nation, it benefits them most. They are trying to suppress the black vote, and this is their way of doing it. And in the process, and as Jeff pointed out, the craziness is they're trying to make it look like it's the Democrats' fault. It's crazy. 888-552-3595. We'll hear a little from Rush Limbaugh on the other side. That's going to be the cherry on the top of this weirdness. Tony Truppiano with you. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll take the break and be right back. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
We're going to focus on the number one priority on Americans' minds right now, and that is creating jobs. If we have to drag the Republicans with us, then we'll do that.
On 1310
WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of select Behr, Martha Stewart Living, and Glidden paints and stains. So this weekend can be the weekend your dining room goes dramatic, your deck looks years younger, or your living room just looks a lot better. Finding a new favorite color has never been easier with $5 off our best brands of paints and stains. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Mail-in rebate through September 7th, U.S. only. Void where prohibited.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Get in the zone! Putting off oil changes can lead to engine damage that costs you a lot of money down the road. That's why it's important to do them on time, every time. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $12.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. That's right, just $12.99. See store for restrictions and details. Let AutoZone help you protect your engine and save money. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet, tweet.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back, Tony Trupiano with you. A pleasure to be with you as always. Okay, let's listen to a little Rush Limbaugh, then I'll come back and complete the circle on this little discussion.
Who's next? Dave in West Covina, California. Great to have you on the EIB Network. Hello.
Terra dittos, Rush. Jared, that last caller, Jerry, said that the Democrats' views changed over time, and I think their tactics just changed. They realized that it was easier to pull blacks and minorities down with promises of welfare and food stamps than it was to push them down with things like
firewood. I think you are exactly right. It's been easier to keep them on the plantation with a bunch of welfare and breaking up their families than it was to use violence. I don't think there's any. I think you're exactly. I think the Democrat Party simply matured and changed tactics.
Look how they treat them as soon as they wander off the plantation.
Exactly right.
They start lynching them.
Well, in an economic sense, yeah. Political sense, yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, but he's not talking about that. He's talking about what Democrats do to wayward Democrats that go off the reservation. They don't really lynch them. I don't want to get lost on this lynch business because Scarborough already has taken something way out of context that I said a year ago. And I don't know if his memory is failing him or if he did it on purpose. I'll play you the video in the next hour to tell you what I mean. Show you what I mean. But when we talk about modern-day lynching here, we're talking about political or high-tech.
All right, so we got it now. So here's what's going on. We've got Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, who, let's be honest about it, more people in the first 5 minutes of their show hear them than an entire week of First Shift. They have millions of people. They've got, you know, hundreds of affiliates across the country. So they have an influence on the American consciousness, is my point. And, of course, they're preaching to their own type of choir, but that's okay because they're just reinforcing false belief and creating, unfortunately, issues that don't exist. Lynching is such an offensive word, should be to all communities, but certainly to the black community, understandably, as it should be. And yet they're throwing it out there so easily, just lobbing it gently out there. And even, you know, Rush's subtleties, well, we're talking about political lynching and economic lynching. Yeah, we are, but just using the word evokes a certain emotion, and they know what they're doing. They are deliberately trying to divide us, to create something that doesn't really exist. How very sad is that? And this is obviously an organized effort, because we get it from three very separate news organizations that all happen to be conservative. Don't tell me for a moment they don't coordinate this stuff, because I don't buy it. I don't know who's doing the puppetry work.
Yeah, so there's someone pulling the strings, because the same words are being used. It, referring to the same incidents. It's either someone is coordinating the effort, or these people are sharing the same brain.
But either one is difficult and dangerous to even think about. But it just, folks, pay attention to what's going on. Jeff, I want to thank you for finding that, because that's not something that necessarily jumped out at you. Obviously, you were really paying attention to what was being said. Because, again, these are three very different organizations, and for you to have been able to find that, there's definitely... This all happened, like, within the last, 24 to 48 hours, right?
Yeah, that's... I would assume it was all yesterday.
Yeah, so...
Last night and yesterday, so...
So go figure. Go figure. Yeah, there's definitely... Definitely. I'm glad that we had an opportunity to work through that. Listen, you guys, let the buyer beware. No question about that. Jeff, you and I both had found this piece, but I just got the biggest kick out of it. I feel bad for this woman. But in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Well, you know, a lady bought an iPad pretty cheap. I mean, really cheap. $180, right?
Yeah, incredible, because they're going for, I think the cheapest you can get them for is, what, $500?
About $500, right, right. Michael Gerson just bought one, by the way. He's loving it.
I want one, yeah.
Maybe if you're good for Christmas. So anyway, $180, who wouldn't buy that, right?
Yeah.
So she buys it. You know, these guys are selling them, you know, I guess out of the trunk of their car. She goes home, and just this one happened to be in a closed FedEx box. So she goes home and opens it up, and, well, it was a block of wood. At least they were nice enough to paint it black and put the Apple logo on it, though.
That was the impressive part of it, is the Apple logo was spot on. Whoever painted the logo on there was pretty good about it.
Folks, if you go in to buy something, I shouldn't really need to say this, but obviously it happens. If you're going to buy something that is radically cheaper than you know it should be, it's either stolen or not real.
If it's too good to be true, it normally is.
Absolutely.
The funny thing is, you'd think some of this stuff would start sinking into this lady. I mean, she's at McDonald's, first of all. Not exactly the place you want to be, you know, you would think to go to buy electronic hardware. Second of all, the car that she is approached by, the guy who's driving the car has no rims and it's a rusted out older car. And thirdly, the guy has gold teeth. He's kind of a swindler. Those three things to me don't say Apple iPod salesman.
No, they don't. No, they don't. But God bless her. She now has a $180 piece of wood and a lesson that will last her a lifetime.
Even better is the guy started out with $300 and he went down to $180 real quick. Like $300, she's like, no. $180? Okay. I mean, when you jump down that low for a $500 or even more expensive iPad, that probably tells you another thing.
And, again, let the buyer beware. And, you know, since we're on the stories of the weird, you know, Jeff, often he sends me links and they always have comments on them. And some of them are, you know, funny. Some of them are poignant. Some of them are, hey, I want you to consider this as a story, whatever. So he sends me another story yesterday and his description of it is, I thought that this is the kind of stuff that ended up on America's Home Video. So in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, which my show was heard in at one time, a 19-year-old woman was arrested last week and charged with battering her husband. The two were arguing about who was going to go grocery shopping, and she took her flip-flop off and threw it and hit him in the penis. She was arrested for battery.
I can't believe you can get arrested for that.
It's a first-degree misdemeanor, Jeff.
Like I said, that's like a once in a... She wasn't... I mean, if she has that kind of impeccable aim, then the Tigers would like to talk to her about relief pitching.
Anyway, it takes all kinds. All right, in the next hour, very excited, State Representative Stacey Irwin Oaks and Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. Jeff Breslin will be with us, I'm president of the Michigan Nurses Association at 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick break here for the top of the hour. Russ with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thank you for punching in. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're starting to see some traffic pick up out there right now. 75 southbound between 14 mile down to 12 mile. You'll tap the brakes a couple of different times. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, some patchy fog here early this morning. Mostly sunny otherwise, a high near 88. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 72. And then tomorrow, pretty warm. Mostly sunny, a high in the lower 90s. Currently, there's a few clouds and it's 72 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, President Obama will have to compete with the NFL season opener when he gives his job speech next Thursday night. The president wanted to speak to Congress Wednesday, but was rejected by House Speaker John Boehner. Republican presidential hopeful Michelle Bachmann blasted President Obama for originally wanting to speak on the same day as a Republican debate.
Either A, he wants to distract the American people so they don't watch him, or B, he doesn't want the American people to hear what the next president of the United States is going to say.
CNN's Brianna Keeler has some early details on the president's jobs plan that he'll unveil next week.
One of the ideas that we're hearing about would be extending a payroll tax cut that's currently in effect. It would expire at the end of the year. And also the idea of extending it to employers, because right now it's employees who are getting that tax cut. So also extending it to employers so that they could save money, and the idea maybe put that money towards jobs.
Floodwaters from Hurricane Irene are starting to recede in New Jersey. This resident of Little Falls says the cleanup could take a while.
I don't want to think about that right now. As long as we're safe, that's good. That's the main thing, is to be safe. Then the cleanup comes next.
A major wildfire is still burning out of control in North Texas. CNN's Jim Spellman says firemen are having a tough time keeping up with the fire.
We watched from a command center they had set up as fire just raced towards them, and we were forced to pull back as embers were flying across this reservoir and started starting fires on our side, and they had to remove the command center.
People in Virginia felt another aftershock to last month's earthquake this morning. It had a magnitude of 3.4. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through September 10th, save on all tires. Plus, use your Sears card to save $160 when you buy four of our best-selling Goodyear tires after instant savings and mail-in rebate. Offer end dates vary from 9/3 to 12/3. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Expectations for U.S. auto sales in August have been adjusted downward by 10,000 vehicles. That's because of Irene, which forced the closure of East Coast dealers from the Carolinas to the Canadian border last weekend. Forecasters think maybe a million cars and trucks are now just a hair under that mark were sold. That would be more than a year ago, but below July levels. We find out throughout the day, starting late morning, as car companies post their totals. Irene is also a major complication in figuring how well or poorly the nation's big store chains fared in August, in part because the storm hit during what in many areas was the final weekend of back-to-school shopping. Chains are reporting their monthly sales throughout the morning. Costco already has done so. Sales at locales open at least a year increased 11% in August. The world is showing investment diversity to start the new month. 1% rally for Japan's Nikkei. Europe's indexes losing as much as 1.5%. S&P futures down 5 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Hello?
Let me guess. You're at a warehouse store?
And how did you know what...
Looking at new dryers?
Yes, but...
Consider this your wake-up call. Only Sears has Kenmore appliances and all 10 of the top appliance brands.
So what am I...
going to say next? Thank you.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Right now, head to Sears for the big Labor Day event and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus, get an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Up to 25% off. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 25%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer good through 9/6.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
And welcome, everybody, to the second of our 3 hours on First Shift. Pleasure to be your host today and every day on this program. And in this hour, we have without question, two of the more profoundly important leaders in the state of Michigan on the show today. In just a moment, I will introduce you to my first guest. A little later on in this hour, Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer will be with us. We have a lot of talking to do as we get ramped up for the fall legislative session in Lansing. For those of you that have been with me for a while now, you know that I have spent and will continue to spend a great deal of time asking you to get up and do something about what's happened with a Republican-controlled legislature. There are bold, creative leaders that have great vision for this state that ran, by the way, on the idea that because of their experience, because of their vision, as our new show open just said, we could turn things around here in the state of Michigan. Unfortunately, because of the electoral result in November of 2010, we have a difficult situation. So I want you to pay careful attention to what happens in this hour, and then I want you to seriously consider how you can affect the outcome of what we're going to talk about today. You do have a voice in this democracy beyond just at the voting booth, okay? Let me remind you, as always, 888-552-3595 is the phone number. Tony@thetonyshow.org is the email address. And, of course, you can always get to us on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Joining me now is State Representative Stacey Irwin Oaks. Representative Irwin Oaks has an amazing background in criminal justice. She is a byproduct of the great state of Michigan's public schools and universities. She has boldly offering in a few days legislation that would guarantee that one sector of the economy that is growing in Michigan that needs little help can continue to strengthen and grow and, guess what, create jobs. And she joins us this morning on First Shift to talk about that legislation. And, Representative, I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, first of all, I got to tell you, I appreciate the effort that's being made here. Let's talk about this proposed legislation and really what it would mean for, you know, industry and to those who live here that are, you know, perhaps maybe unemployed and looking for work.
What this industry would mean putting people back to work immediately. Oftentimes we talk about the manufacturing industry and how we must retool and retrain individuals. This is an industry that has a proven track record, and we can show that since 2009, these incentives have produced more than, you know, $3 billion in new investments and more than 6,000 jobs over the state of Michigan. Therefore, these individuals who have been laid off can get right back to work.
You know, and is it fair to say that, you know, because in this case it's the advanced battery industry, it is a newer technology. It does need a little help. And let's also be honest about it. They don't have to be here. There are other states that are offering very attractive packages. We've already lost some industry to Indiana, in fact, two major companies. Is it fair to say that, you know, that we need to help them in order to keep them here?
Yes, it's definitely fair to say that. Oftentimes, this state looks at tax credits, and in the past has given out tax credits to the housing industry, to other industries, and we can't exactly point to a job that has been sustained. This particular industry, we can see a sustainable job that will be around at least until 2015, if not beyond, because the United States is on track to produce more than 40% of the world's advanced batteries.
Right, and actually, Michigan could be the world leader in advanced battery technology if, again, we put together a series of incentives that will keep them here and grow that sector here in the state of Michigan.
Definitely, and in the state of Michigan, we all know that we, as any other state, need more help than basically at this point any state when it comes to putting people back to work in the manufacturing industry. And there's no reason why the state that put the country on wheels can't be the state that leads this country back in the battery industry.
All right, so and for those that are not familiar with why we're even having this discussion, under Governor Snyder's new budget program, he has basically eliminated virtually every single tax credit to industry, any industry, not just this industry. And so the state Democrats, you being a leader, a visionary in this legislation, has said in this instance, you know, and you're looking at this case by case, which is, of course, what smart business people do. And you're saying in this instance, we need to make an exception. Is that how I understand this legislation?
Correct. Oftentimes, the Snyder administration has said we don't want to pick winners and losers. Well, we're basically saying if someone is winning, if the industry is winning, we want to keep them winning. This is not the time to say, okay, we want to not pick winners and losers. The battery, advanced battery industry, as I indicated, has a proven track record, and we can continue to win if we continue to incentivize this advanced battery sector.
Yeah, and keeping in mind, of course, the federal government is also allowing some tax credits as well. So this is a program that has support not only statewide but at the federal level. But let's look at now the reality. I'll read to you the headline on MLive.com yesterday, Representative Stacey Irwin Oaks, and it just simply says, "Winners or losers? Dems push to extend tax credits for battery makers unlikely under Snyder."
Well, and see, I'm glad you mentioned the fact that the federal government is also offering incentives. It's much like the gas tax, where the federal government offers matching dollars. In this case, this program was set up so that the federal government would continue to offer some matching dollars, and those are dollars that we can't leave on the table. People know that the Chevy Volt is one of those cars that has a battery that's manufactured right here in this state, and they are receiving those state-level incentives and need to continue to receive those state-level incentives.
All right. So, more specifically to my question, we know the governor has said no to tax incentives. We know your Republican colleagues are saying, no, we've already addressed this. What is the game plan going into this fall legislative session to try to convince some Republicans to come to the light, get out of the dark side and come to the light, Representative?
Well, I think part of it is just, you know, giving the governor back his own words, giving the governor and the legislator back their own words. They say we're going to do economic gardening and support thriving Michigan industries. We can point to this industry as a thriving Michigan industry. And over and above that, we can show, again, that it has a proven track record. So the momentum is there. The momentum is going. This is not the time to play partisan politics. I really don't think this is about Democrats, Republicans. This is about jobs, and that's what people really want to hear about and want to see come to fruition.
And we're not talking about some kind of veiled threat here. We're not, you know, we're not saying, hey, listen, folks, you know, the vast battery industry is threatening us with a knife. What we're saying is, let's be proactive. We know that they're going to have to grow. We know that. And we know that they're going to have to grow somewhere. Why not here, where we will, you know, and I think that we can make a compelling argument, Representative Irwin Oakes, a very compelling argument, with the jobs we create will more than offset in revenue the tax credits we give to keep them here through payroll taxes.
Definitely, definitely. Again, all that is documented. All that is proven. So, and we know when people receive dollars in their local communities, they spend them in their local communities. This is a win-win. This isn't a situation where Democrats can say, oh, look, we made this and we accomplished this. No, this is something that the legislature can be proud of, to say we worked in a bipartisan manner to continue these tax credits, to continue to incentivize, so we can show that we can work together for a common goal, and that's to put people back to work.
Well, let me ask you, when will you introduce this legislation?
We will go back in session on September the 7th, and we will be introducing that legislation shortly thereafter.
And so we should look forward to that. Then we need to get, of course, constituencies around the state of Michigan to start calling their state lawmakers and telling them to vote yes in favor of this legislation.
Yes, yes. And we have to believe that the governor, being a CPA, is going to be smart enough to say, let's do a cost-benefit analysis. Yes, it sounds good to say we're not picking winners and losers, but if this is winning, this is the direction we need to be going.
I think it's not just a smart strategy, it's the right strategy. And in fact, I wouldn't even call it a strategy at all. I would call it a program. This should be just a program that we follow, and you're right. And not just, if we're gonna apply this, let's apply it using his own words. Representative Stacey Irwin Oakes, I want to thank you so much for sharing with us what's going on, and we'll hopefully have you back here in the very near future. Best of luck with this legislation. Know that you have our support on it.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right. You know, listen, folks, this is simple stuff. And for those of you that are going to tell me that, you know, the green jobs industry is still too heavily subsidized, it's a growing industry, but it's profitable. And in order for it to remain profitable in the state of Michigan, we've got to keep it here. We're creating real dynamic jobs. 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be open lines till the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It's Congress that does the spending. The president is prohibited to do that. If he had the power to do that, he would be making the spending decision. He would be making the taxing decision. Clearly, that's unconstitutional.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at some heavy traffic out there on 676 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. Also, 75 southbound between 14 mile down to 9 mile. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny once the fog burns off. A high near 88 tonight, mostly clear. A low around 72, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 90s. Currently, it's fair and 73 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Get in the zone.
Putting off oil changes can lead to engine damage that costs you a lot of money down the road. That's why it's important to do them on time, every time. And AutoZone's here to help.
Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $12.99 after $7 mailing rebate. That's right, just $12.99. See store for restrictions and details. Let AutoZone help you protect your engine and save money. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Recently on First Shift.
Bob King, president of the United Auto Workers. Retirees are reaching out to me this morning as well, Bob, and wanting to know if you're going to protect their interest in this latest round of negotiations with the auto companies.
We greatly honor and respect our retirees, so we've always been very strong in their passion to support and help retirees. We are very, very mindful of our retirees and helping them and honoring all the contributions they've made.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of select Behr, Martha Stewart Living, and Glidden paints and stains. So this weekend can be the weekend your dining room goes dramatic, your deck looks years younger, or your living room just looks a lot better. Finding a new favorite color has never been easier with $5 off our best brands of paints and stains. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Mail-in rebate through September 7th, U.S. only. Void where prohibited.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Tribbiano on Twitter.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Tribbiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiano page today.
Tweet.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Before I go further, I want to stop and I want to say a loving and beautiful happy birthday to my sister Anne Marie, who turns very young today. You know, that's smart. 7 years old. She's aging quite well. I love my sister Anne Marie dearly. All three of my sisters I love dearly, and I'm looking forward to having dinner with all of you on Saturday evening. But happy birthday, sweet pea. You know that, you know I love you dearly, and let's have many, 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 many more years together. And I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, sweet pea. I know she's listening on her way to work this morning. So now we've got the new debate. President Obama was set to deliver an address to a joint session of Congress on September 7th. He sends a letter to the House. Majority Leader, what's his name? Boehner? Is that it? John Boehner? And he says, hey, dude, I want to come talk to all you guys. Is that all right? John Boehner said no. He said no for one reason. Jeff, you want to tell him what that reason is?
Because the Republicans are debating on MSNBC that night.
Well, gee, and that would take priority over a major address to the country that would create millions of jobs. With that said, let's go to the audio. All right, here we go. Let's set it up. Last word. Hit it, Todd.
It is coincidental. There is the president committed to speaking next week in, after the Labor Day holiday and immediately upon Congress's return. And there are a lot of factors that go into scheduling a speech before Congress, a joint session speech. And again, you can never find a perfect time.
The chairman of the Republican National Committee did not see it the same way. Reinhold Priebus, and yes, his real first name is Reinhold, tweeted, Barack Obama's request to give jobs speech the same night as GOP presidential debate is further proof this White House is all politics all the time. Speaker Boehner ultimately took the advice Rush Limbaugh gave him earlier today.
This is intended to disrupt the Republican debate. It's intended to make Obama look bigger than the Republicans, to look bigger than politics. And this is part of the presidential election campaign, and the House Republicans are going to have to realize they are part of it. Somebody in the intelligentsia, some people smarter than we are, somebody is going to write a piece or post a blog and say, Mr. Boehner, you are going to send the independents running right back to Obama if you don't grant him this speech. Because all the American people care about right now is jobs. They don't care about the Reagan Library. They don't care about the Republican presidential debate. All they care about is jobs. And if you tell the president that he can't come up on the date he wants, you're just going to send independents running back. That's what they're going to say to him. That's how they're going to try to intimidate Boehner. Boehner should say, Mr. President, I'm not going to assist you in your political games.
Okay, fair enough, Rush. You're wrong, but fair enough. We'll get to the conclusion here in just a minute. Richard Wolf now.
Who really cares anyway? You can schedule both on the same day. It doesn't have to be the same time. What's curious about this is not just the back and the forth, because I think people who don't tune into politics and don't tune into this show are going to think they're all a bunch of squabbling school kids. The interesting question is, what is it about this president that has stripped away the veneer of respect that normally accompanies the office of the president? Why do Republicans think this president is unpresidential and shouldn't dare to request this kind of thing? It strikes me that it could be the economic times, it could be that he won so big in 2008, or it could be, let's face it, the color of his skin. This is an extraordinary reaction to a normal sequence of events when the economy's in trouble and we're entering a political season, and the reaction is out of all proportion.
All right, and so what happened? I mean, what's the end result? I'll let Ed Schultz tell you. We're not going to listen to this entire clip, but go ahead and start it.
Good evening, folks. Good to have you with us tonight. Some interesting developments late this evening in Washington. For the first time in American history, a Speaker of the House has refused to let the President of the United States address the nation from the People's House. Very unusual, to say the least. Today, President Obama announced he wanted to unveil his much-anticipated, much-talked-about jobs package before a joint session of the Congress 1 week from tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, the president set the speech for exactly the same date and time, 8 p.m. Republicans are set to debate on this network, MSNBC, from the Reagan Library. Conflict? Yes. Resolution? Should be pretty easy. Boehner refused to let the president have the House, and the president has caved. An associate historian for the Senate told the Huffington Post tonight, quote, the Senate Historical Office knows of no instance in which Congress refused the president permission to speak before a joint session of the Congress. Boehner and the Republicans have been hounding President Obama to lay out a jobs plan for months.
You know, the American people are asking, where are the jobs?
Where are the jobs?
Where are the jobs?
Creating jobs. It's that simple.
Where are the jobs?
Where are the jobs, Mr. President?
Mr. President, where are the jobs?
Now, the very same people want President Obama to keep his powder dry so Rick Perry can have the spotlight to say stupid stuff like this?
What's dumb is to oversee an economy that has lost that many millions of jobs, to put unemployment numbers that over his 4 years will stay probably at 9%, to downgrade the credit of this good country, to put fiscal policies in place that were a disaster back in the 30s and try them again.
So you get a general idea of what's going on there. All right, so what's happened is the president has moved his speech to September 8th at 8 o'clock. Now, I don't know all the details, to be honest with you, behind moving the date. I don't know what the negotiations were, if there were any. I don't know any of the facts that are surrounding that. I don't know, as Ed Schultz framed it, that the president caved at all. But I do know this. I know that he moved his speech from the 7th to the 8th. Now, we can look at it in a bunch of different ways. Did he cave? You can choose to look at it that way. Is he being accommodative? You can look at it that way.
Does he just want to make sure that when he goes to give this speech before a joint session of Congress that he will have everybody's attention, and therefore by having it on a different day than an inconsequential, unnecessary Republican presidential debate between a bunch of monkeys who between them don't have half a brain? Well, maybe the president was smart in conceding and letting him have that day, especially before he gives his speech. Because you know what? They just may come up with their own little jobs program during that debate, and then it'll make him look even smarter. So you want to talk politics? I think it's pretty smart politics as far as I'm concerned. And from where I'm sitting, I'm proud that the president did what he did.
Doesn't it look like now, though, that the Republicans care more about their debate than the jobs
they
thing
do.
That they were hounding the president with not only days or weeks ago?
They do. They do care more about their own debate than they do about the jobs program. Which, by the way, they're going to turn around and attack. So, where are the jobs, Mr. President? Well, thank you for the jobs, Mr. President. That's not the way we want the jobs, Mr. President. You can stop calling him Mr. President. Just call him whatever you call him when the cameras and the microphones aren't on. I don't know what that is. I have a feeling that there's some racial underpinnings to all this, as we learned a little earlier on in the show. All right, we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer joins us. A lot to do this morning. You're going to stay punched in. I'm going to go get more coffee. We'll be back on the other side of this. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Still looking at some delays out there on 696 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. 75 southbound from just before 12 Mile down to 8 Mile. We'll see some delays there, too. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, some fog before 8 a.m. Mostly sunny, though. A high near 88. Tonight, mostly clear. A low around 72. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny once again. Some breezy winds out of the southwest, but a high near 82. Currently, it's fair and 73 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More first ships coming up after this.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says as this Labor Day approaches, organized labor is gearing up to advocate for the desperate need for jobs and a political voice for working people. Trumka says labor is declaring its political independence this Labor Day with a new year-round mobilization super PAC aimed at all workers, not just union members.
This advocacy arm will help build the power of America's silent majority, the middle class and poor who are struggling to just get by. Unions of the AFL-CIO are pooling our resources and developing year-round mobilization capacity of our own. Independent of parties and candidates and fueled by the power that comes from unity.
Trumka says the AFL-CIO will amplify the voices of working people calling for a six-point jobs program that includes serious infrastructure investment, reviving manufacturing, and stopping the further exportation of American jobs through flawed trade agreements. Trumka says state and local governments have to be helped to stop the contractions at that level. Wall Street must be reformed and consumer demand must be stimulated while unemployment benefits are extended. And he says government stimulus works.
The stimulus package has absolutely worked. It's created a couple of 3 million jobs. Actually created more jobs in a year and a half during a recession than George Bush created in 8 years he was president.
Registered nurses across the country are delivering a message directly to the offices of congressional representatives today. Tax Wall Street. Jesse Russell reports.
National Nurses United is leading the effort that calls for a tax on Wall Street speculation. Throughout today, rallies are being held near the offices of more than 60 Congress members. The rallies will include nurses assisting at local soup kitchens and community members speaking out. Some economists, such as UMass economics professor Nancy Fulbray, believe a small tax on purchases of stocks, bonds, and other financial instruments could produce billions of dollars to help the continued funding of programs that help the communities hit hard by the recession. In a recent blog post, Fulbright said such a tax in Great Britain raises nearly $40 billion per year. A similar tax is about to go into effect in all 27 member nations of the European Union. The nurses are visiting the offices of both Democrats and Republicans, attempting to drive home the message that everyday Americans are hurting.
This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising, a one-hour radio documentary produced by Workers Independent News in conjunction with WORT. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDEW.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after the hour, as promised, with a little bit of a legislative fall preview, although they went back to work last week. Some of the heaviest lifting will come up here in just a few moments, or just a few days. But as we just had State Representative Stacey Irwin Oaks on to talk about the advanced battery legislation, we'll ask Senator Whitmer about that as well. Let's take a look at what's going on. She has some serious work. And the good thing is we know that she can handle it. She's proven to be one of my favorite Democrats. And if you want to talk about leadership, you've got it right here. Joining us again on First Shift is Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. And, Senator, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
You know, let me first of all congratulate you on two things. Number one, I know that you had a great summer with your kids, and you were very active and did a lot of wonderful things with them. At the same time, I also know that you made sure that you spent a lot of time in the community that you represent and meeting with your constituents, and that you were able to find that balance is wonderful. So congratulations on getting all that done this summer. I know you had a really busy summer.
Well, I did. Every summer is busy once you have kids, right?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, because I reached out to Katie a couple times to get you on the show, and she said, you know what, she's got something planned with her kids that day, and I respect that. Nobody respects that more than I do, so we left you alone. But we're not going to leave you alone now. We got you, and there's a lot of good. Let's just quickly, since we did just have your friend and colleague Stacey Irwin Oaks on the show to talk about that wonderful legislation. Let's talk a little bit about the philosophy behind this. We know that there's a fight brewing there, because the fight will also come to the Senate. You know, did you see an opportunity that the Republicans may start to yield on some of these issues that just make sense for job creation?
Well, I hope so. You know, I mean, the rationale for this enormous business giveaway that they you know, passed through this last year, and they funded it by taxing pensions and draining money out of the school aid fund to pay for it, hasn't yielded a single job. And they knew it wasn't going to. They were unable to ever point to any sort of a study or metric in the governor's vernacular to show that was policy to be geared toward jobs. So despite all the claims that job one is jobs in Michigan, they picked winners and losers, and the vast majority of us have paid more and benefited much, much less. So this is, these are tough times, but we've got to do what we know works. And we know that advanced battery credits work. We've seen jobs in that sector, and if Michigan wants to ever compete in the global stage in manufacturing, we've got to be value-added manufacturing. We've got to do top-of-the-line work, and this is exactly the kind of manufacturing science that we need to be, thriving here in Michigan.
Well, you know, and clearly, because we've seen the success of this industry and the jobs it's created, it's important that we make this investment. As I suggested a little earlier on in the show, what we pick up in jobs and in revenue through payroll taxes and people spending money in their own communities, the benefit far outweighs whatever risk, which there is none at this point, of providing those tax incentives. But let's move on, because we've got a lot of stuff to get to. You know, most kids, some have already started school. Most of them will begin school the day after Labor Day. And it gives us an opportunity to focus again on education. Now, we you and I, of course, would both love to see some of that if not all of that $470 placed back into the school system where it belongs. You know, I graduated my last one out of the public school systems this past spring. I now have three in college. And so this is, of course, of great interest to me personally because it affected tuition at the college level as well. And, you know, Senator, as we take a look at education and education reform or whatever that means in this governor's mind, you know, what do we expect to happen this fall? Or are we going to put the education issues behind us as we move forward?
I don't know how we can say we put anything behind us. You know, Michigan is still evolving, and the key to success in many similar states like ours is the fact that they do continue to invest in education. I mean, that is the workforce of tomorrow. That is a huge quality of living issue when businesses are looking and trying to hire employees to work in their businesses. Having a bankrupt school is going to be a huge disincentive to any potential employee. So this is something that not only is the right thing to do for that generation of kids in the schools, it's the right thing to do on a business front as well. So we've got, you know, major challenges. I don't think education's anywhere near being behind us because now the Republicans are talking about passing a personal property tax business that will be $1.2 billion. You know, that comes from police, more school cuts, and we cannot move Michigan forward if we continue to beat up on our kids' futures.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you brought up the PPT, the personal property tax, because as I was kind of doing some figuring yesterday, especially in those communities that are not rural, in rural communities, the personal property tax isn't nearly as critical as it is in bigger towns. And, you know, I start to look at, you know, what's happening in Flint right now, where all of a sudden our state treasurer has decided that, you know, maybe they need an emergency manager, or they're not asking for one. In fact, they're working through their issues. They've formed a wonderful partnership between the city and their unions. I mean, they're making great strides, but you take away in a city like Flint the personal property tax, and you have to wonder what their future looks like. And then the governor comes out yesterday, Senator Whitmer, and says, you know what, we're looking at a plan that would be revenue neutral. And we're looking to create, you know, a replacement for that that's revenue neutral. You're guaranteeing cities will end up in emergency management mode if that is the philosophy going into this.
Well, you're absolutely right. They called the business tax giveaway revenue neutral, too, because the way they funded it was raising taxes on pensioners and taking, you know, almost $500 million out of the school aid fund. So to say revenue neutral is, that's just political speak that people are so tired of. You know, this is, we just saw the largest tax increase on individuals to pay for a business tax break that hasn't yielded a single job. So long as that's the path they're going to go down, we're going to fight them every step of the way because individuals are paying too much as it is. And if it's not truly shared sacrifice, it's not truly going to move all of Michigan forward, which is what the governor said he wanted to do.
Well, and sure enough, in his town hall meeting in Caro the other night, he brought out the shared sacrifice motto once again. Let's talk about something that does matter. We briefly got into it when we were talking about the advanced battery legislation, jobs. You ran on job creation. Everybody that sits with you ran on job creation. Yet the Democrats are the only ones talking about job creation. This governor, Governor Rick Snyder, has gone on record as saying he wants to worry about creating jobs next calendar year. Senator, I don't know that we can wait that long. Is it time we demand some legislation? Is it time that we demand some focus on jobs in the state of Michigan?
I think it'd be good enough that even if our executive was talking about jobs. You know, I think you're right. I mean, it's a huge disappointment that we haven't spent more time talking about what are the ramifications of each of these bills before you. Do they have job ramifications? And if not, get rid of them. We don't need to focus our time on radical social agendas or any other power grabs from local government. We need to focus on jobs and making Michigan a good place to do business and raise your family. And that all goes together. But so long as you're putting off that tough discussion, despite saying it's your job number one, I think that we're going to continue to flounder from the very top of state government.
You know, it's kind of fascinating. I want to go back to and I wish I had the audio with me. You gave an impassioned floor speech not too many months back, calling out this governor. It was one of the best speeches, in fact. And you know this. People started saying Whitmer for governor, but we're not going to go there today. I will say this. At a time when we need bold leadership, you have been able to not only fashion or create something because it's who you are, but you have been out there for people that need a shining light. I happen to know you want to see some progress, and I would think you're not going to turn down the dial and turn down the volume on what needs to happen. Right to work's coming up in a few days. Are you ready to fight this fight with me?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as we go into this Labor Day, I keep encouraging people to remember what we're celebrating, you know, the quality, tough labor force that we have in Michigan that really drove our engine and earned all of us the right to have a two-day weekend. You know, I mean, there are so many great things that the labor, community has done for the vast majority of us, and now they're getting beat up indiscriminately. It's very important that we not get into this race to the bottom, because that's a race no one wants to win.
Well, but it seems to be a race that they're focused on, whether it's right to work, whether it's a woman's right to choose, and these are issues that are going to be coming up. The fight they're picking with the medical marijuana issue, and continuing, especially the attorney general, continuing to use morality as something that the voters in Michigan overwhelmingly said they wanted. I mean, they're picking on us at this point, Senator. This isn't just about, you know, some kind of, we need to do what's right for the state. This is about them understanding that they have a 15-month window to undo as much as they possibly can. I'm worried about this.
I am, too. You know, as we go into this fall, we've seen that, you know, that they've got a radical social agenda. And, you know, I've seen that this attorney general get on his soapbox on the anti-marijuana campaign, the medical marijuana campaign, working against it when it first was passed. So to have our chief law enforcement officer take a very strong top position in opposing something that we've adopted our Constitution to permit, I think should make everybody concerned.
Yeah, well, we got our eyes wide open. Senator Gretchen Whitmer, I want to thank you for your time this morning. We're just out of time. We're going to have you back as often as you'll come on. Just know that we're here to help you fight this good fight.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks so much.
No problem. State Senator and Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. A quick break here. We're open lines at the top of the hour. 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
Ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Democrats are talking about job creation. Republicans are talking about how to protect the wealthiest Americans. How are we going to begin to bridge that gap?
That's what Democrats are for. President Obama from day one has been focused on getting our economy turned around. We've gone from bleeding 750,000 plus jobs a month to now every month for the last 15 months we've had job growth in the private sector.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
That's awesome, man. One of my faves. Welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano back with you on this Thursday morning. Detroit Lions play their final exhibition game tonight, and then it's on to September 11th, Sunday, September 11th. And looking forward to that. Jeff and I are putting together a September 12th show in honor of September 11th, 2001, a day that does live in infamy, and looking forward to presenting that to you. Anyway, got a lot going on this morning. We're open lines at the top of the hour, 888-552-3595. We'll be open lines again at 8:30, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. But let's go to the phones and welcome Dave in Oregon, Ohio, listening to First Shift. Dave, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tony, morning. I live in a township. Oregon's a city, but that's just for mailing. But I'm out here in a rural area, and my taxes, two-thirds of it goes to the school, one-sixth goes to the township, and a quarter goes to the county. Now, in Ohio, it's been deemed unconstitutional by the Ohio Supreme Court four times to put the school's levies and taxes on the property owner. Governor Strickland refused to do it. Of course, Kasich, he's not going to do it. They're going to keep it on the property owners. Now, I have no children in the school system. I have a split off 1.27 acres, Tony. But the house is a two-bedroom home built in 1935. And out of my $1,200 a half, I pay the school $750 a half. That's $1,400 a year. That's been deemed unconstitutional by the Ohio Supreme Court.
Well, like, I guess I got to ask the obvious question. You see, in Michigan, we reformed that system. We used to have the same system, and now we have Proposal A, which was a different way of collecting those taxes. Now we can vote.
Yeah, I lived in Rowland Township in Michigan not that long ago.
All right, so you understand how that works. I guess I have to ask the question: if the Supreme Court has deemed that unconstitutional, why has there been no reform, Dave?
Because the fourth time the Ohio Supreme Court had that put in front of them, they said, "Yes, we still stand; it's unconstitutional, but we're not going to make you do it." You know, to the governors.
Okay, well, that makes no sense.
Use a Supreme Court as their court jesters, apparently. I don't even know why they exist, if that's the case.
I'm thinking the same thing. I mean, that's the question I was just going to ask you. Why do they even exist if they say, hey, yeah, this is wrong, but don't listen to what we say?
Right.
And that's what they said. They said, no, that's wrong, but go ahead and do what you want to do. We're not going to get in your way, right. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's what happened in Ohio. Now, I'm a lifelong Democrat and quite progressive, so I take it to task when there's a levy. I will talk to the top school board people and say, you don't have a problem with us property owners voting down your levy. You have to get into a hot air balloon, fly over Columbus, and drop on their head. You know, this tax could be done in a more fair way. Because it is unconstitutional, you know, whether it's a consumption tax or a state payroll tax.
I could
spread it out amongst
again.
Not just on the property owner.
No, Dave, and thank you for your call. I couldn't agree with you more. And certainly property taxes are the wrong way to fund the schools. That's why we did the Proposal A thing. That's why it made sense. That's why we're outraged over what this governor has done with the Proposal A money. Because it wasn't voted in to give money to corporations, but apparently he doesn't think he needs to listen to the Constitution either. The Michigan Appeals Court, in another decision yesterday to the medical marijuana cause, has said that in order, this is fine, I mean, there's nothing wrong with this decision, but the Michigan Court of Appeals said that users must have their state-issued ID cards before they can legally grow their own drugs, and I understand that's fine. But sweet Jesus, here they go nitpicking this thing. On Tuesday's show, by the way, we're going to have an expert on this whole thing, a guy that I know personally and know him quite well. He sent me a series of compelling documents yesterday, and we'll be able to kind of walk us through this because I believe where the Michigan marijuana law is headed is to defeat. I believe that the Michigan State Supreme Court, and it's probably going to be in the case that came out of Livonia, the elderly couple out of Livonia, I believe that as a result of that, they're going to either render the law unconstitutional or they will find a way to make it illegal, and then the real fun begins. Listen, 60% of us said, yes, give us access to medical marijuana in the state of Michigan. Those were not all liberal stoners, folks. Do you get that? Again, the will of the people. What happened to the will of the people? It's crazy. And then another great story that Jeff sends me. Jeff sent me this yesterday from the Detroit News. The police have been doing the gun buyback program. They don't ask any questions. You bring a gun in. They got a different tiers. They got a tier system. Depending on the gun, depends on how much money you get for that gun. And it's an attempt, and a fairly successful attempt to get illegal guns off the streets. And so it really can be, you know, they can get up as much as $200 per gun. What they don't allow, apparently, Jeff, as you shared with me yesterday, is they don't buy hand grenades. You can bring them in, they just don't buy them.
Yeah, so maybe the question, no questions asked, maybe one question should be, is it a hand grenade? Are you bringing in grenades? That should be like their first question.
Well, they detonated them, by the way. And so they got rid of them okay, and I'm sure they were happy to have them. But, you know, listen, if I'm going in to rob a liquor store, I'm not bringing a grenade.
I just think it was funny that the guy was like, oh, man, a buyback program. This is great. Where's my guns and
hey,
my
honey,
grenades?
Hey, honey, gather everything up. I need to go get some cash.
Right. He's walking around with this stuff. He just, like, I can imagine he has, like, a grocery bag. He just plops it on the table.
That was the visual I had. He kind of dumps it out on the table and goes, well, this is my bounty.
Where's my cash at?
So here we go. 25, 250, 3. Whoa. No, we never said anything about grenades. You take those back. You know, of course, they didn't take them back. They kept them. There's certainly.
It's like an antique roadshow for gun crime.
I just got the biggest kick out of this story. I really did. You just happen to have hand grenades lying around the house? Really?
And when they said they didn't detonate them, that told me that they were, you know, they were live. So he had them around for, I don't know, protection or something. I mean, how do you even get a hold of a hand grenade these days?
Yeah, again, you're asking the wrong guy. Maybe Joe's Army Navy up the street from where I live. I don't know. But I just got the biggest kick out of that story. Again, glad they're off the street. There's no question that's true, and glad the gun buyback program's working. Jeff Breslin on the other side of this. Todd's really interested in this interview coming up. And so we'll look forward to getting it to you. But Jeff Breslin, president of the Michigan Nurses Association, will be with us. And we'll tell you all about that on the other side. Todd, just take it easy. He'll be with us. Don't worry. I'm Tony Truppiano. Russ coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Thanks for punching in. We're going to take the break and be right back.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Got some areas of slow traffic out there right now. 275 northbound between Ann Arbor Road and the 96 M14 interchange. M59 westbound between Adams and 75. Also 606 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast of the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, we're going to dial up the heat a little bit more, mostly sunny, a high near 92 degrees. Currently, it's fair, 72 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Todd from First Shift with Tony Trubiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, President Obama's job speech will have to wait a day. CNN's Bob Costantini reports live the latest disagreement in Washington means the president will have to compete with the NFL. Bob.
Well, Bill, it's hard to imagine the White House didn't know that Wednesday night an MSNBC Politico Republican candidates debate would be held at the Reagan Library. But Speaker of the House John Boehner declined the request because the House will have just gotten back to town. Instead, Thursday night we'll see millionaires playing in the NFL opener versus Mr. Obama's not-so-new ideas for lowering the nation's 9% unemployment. Daily Beast political writer John Avlon.
If people want to do something about jobs, president's unveiling a plan, and we can't even get it together, folks in Washington, about when to schedule this thing.
Doesn't bode well for bipartisanship on any actual legislation, Bill.
The big wildfire burning west of Dallas is getting bigger. CNN's Jim Spellman reports the weather in Texas is not helping.
They lost 19 more homes yesterday here, about 39 total now. Forced to evacuate more people here as this expands with this terrible drought conditions here that are just creating the ideal conditions for the fire to expand.
People in New Jersey are returning home to see the damage caused by flooding now that the water is starting to recede. CNN's Susan Candiotti is in the town of Little Falls and reports conditions are still far from normal.
We're standing in water that has now dropped about 6 inches from the time we were here last night, but that's still almost 5 feet above flood stage. A lot of businesses in this particular area of Little Falls can't reopen because the businesses are surrounded by water.
Katia is the new Atlantic hurricane. It's still far from land. More rumbling in Virginia this morning. There was a magnitude 3.4 aftershock to last month's earthquake. You won't see many wrecks in Fort Collins, Colorado. It ranks number one on Allstate's annual safe driving list. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you, a fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures, and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Labor Day weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Save 20% on all Ace brand house and wall paint and get help from people who know their stuff.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
Offer valid on regular price paint quarts and gallons only from September 2nd through September 5th at participating Ace stores. Offer excludes paint supplies, no rain checks, store stock only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
The S&P downgrade of U.S. credit, scary market swings, and Hurricane Irene are but a few issues which may have suppressed consumer spending last month. We find out this morning how well many of the big store chains fared in August. And so far, not too bad. Limited Brands reports this morning that sales at stores open at least a year increased 11% in August, led by Victoria's Secret, so-called comp sales, up 16%. Costco says comp sales increased a better-than-expected 11% last month. Later today, automakers post their August sales, and again, they likely were impacted significantly by Irene. The correspondent division of Countrywide Financial, which buys loans from small lenders and repackages them as securities, makes a lot in sales, but the profit margins are low. So now parent Bank of America wants to sell the division. Stock futures are a little down to kick off the new month. S&P futures losing 3.5. NASDAQ futures down 2. Dow futures off 50. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you, a fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Labor Day weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Save 20% on all Ace brand house and wall paint and get help from people who know their stuff.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
Offer valid on regular price paint quarts and gallons only from September 2nd through September 5th at participating Ace stores. Offer excludes paint supplies, no rain checks, store stock only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Tribbiano.
And welcome back. Just about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning First Shift program. I got a great guest for you in this half hour. We got a lot of time for open lines as well and sanity throughout the day. It's been a great morning. I want to thank... Really, the two guests I've had already today were just dynamic. State Senator Stacey Irwin Oaks was fabulous. And, of course, Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer on her game as always. Really, with people like this around, even my next guest, people like this leading, we have a lot to feel good about. So I want you to keep that in mind. You know, I know it's kind of, sometimes it's tough. We look at these issues and we say we're not winning and things are so tough and we've got so much to do. Well, you know, we do have a lot to do, but we're always going to have a lot to do. Even when you win, there's a lot to do. Okay? So keep that in mind. You know, as I say repeatedly when I speak on this show, anyone who listens to me, myself in the mirror, once we win, that's when the real work begins anyway. So we're fighting to actually work harder. You need to understand that going in, okay? We do have a First Shift poll today. The First Shift Facebook poll question on Facebook has to deal with item pricing. Today is the first day. Tags are not necessary. Price tags are not necessary on products throughout the state of Michigan. Are you concerned about that? Are you not concerned about it? Are you going to start watching your receipt or the cash register? Go ahead and vote on the poll over at First Shift, and feel free to like us if you haven't already done that while you're there. Of course, you're always welcome to join us, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and last but certainly not least on Twitter, @TonyTruppiano. Joining me now is Jeff Breslin. Jeff is the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. I actually have a long history with these folks to help them fight a grand fight in northern Michigan and against Northern Michigan Hospital when the Petoskey, when the nurses were on strike there. dedicated many hours of this program to that cause, and certainly a group that I have the utmost respect for, and I want to welcome Jeff Breslin back to First Shift. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Good to be here, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well, and, you know, again, you guys are front and center. I give you a lot of credit because, you know, you understand that beyond the and it's not really a burden, I shouldn't say, but beyond the responsibility of really being the front line in healthcare, which of course nurses are. They are the front line in healthcare. You also have a social conscience, and you understand that it's more than just about going to work every day. And actually, you guys are rolling something out today that we wanted to share with our audience. Normally, Dave Holtz from Progress Michigan would be with us. Dave asked if graciously if we would allow you to come on the show and talk about what's going on. So what is going on statewide today that this audience needs to know about, Jeff?
This is actually a nationwide effort. We're connected in over 21 states. We're going to have 61 different sites where we're going to have soup kitchens, speak outs, street theater, things like that to raise awareness and help get Wall Street to see that they need to pay their fair share.
Well, okay, that sounds great. How are you going to get them to do that, though, Jeff?
Well, we are we're educating the public. We are going to the different senators and congressmen's offices to show them where the economic shift has occurred. You know, we live in one of the richest countries in the world. There is absolutely no reason that Main Street America, that the average person should have to live in, under the conditions that they are, where they're worried whether or not they're going to be able to pay their housing bill, whether or not they're going to be able to put food on the table for their kids. All of this is happening at a time where the Wall Street, all the people that are in Wall Street, are given multi-billion dollar bailouts to the corporations. This is just absolutely ridiculous. All the CEOs are making more and more and more all the time, while the average person is making less and less.
And in fact, Jeff, let me just point out, there are a handful of points that certainly this effort that is happening nationwide and around the state of Michigan just wants to kind of underscore. And let me just list them, and then we'll talk about them. Jobs at living wages to reinvest in America, equal access to quality public education, guaranteed health care with a single standard of care, a secure retirement with the ability to retire in dignity, God forbid, good housing and protection from hunger, a safe and healthy environment, and I think the most important one, and I really believe this is the most important one, I'll tell you why in a moment, a just taxation system where corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share. Fair share, Jeff Breslin, is really, you know, the key to that. You know, we're not asking people to do anything extraordinary. And, in fact, the exact opposite. We're just asking them to do what we all, that's required of all of us. Isn't that the truth?
That is absolutely the truth. It's been going on far too long where the corporations are paying either nothing or next to nothing compared to what they make. And all of that tax burden is being shifted over to the average person whose wages are, by comparison, extremely low. That causes the average person, like I say, to have to decide, do I pay the house mortgage today or do I feed the kids?
Or buy our medicine.
Absolutely.
You know,
I
got to ask you, Jeff, I was seriously, you know, I really, after I read through all the information that I got yesterday and I was reading this, you know, something struck me that I hadn't really thought before. I'm not a nurse. I've never been one. But so I'm asking you to, if you would, share a little bit of what your life is like as a nurse. I would think that unlike, you know, many professions, when you're a nurse, when you're in the front line there, when you've got people that are in the hospital or in the emergency room or even coming in for a doctor's visit, that, you know, you have access to people's mindset probably more than most professions in the country today. And of course, the issue of healthcare, the cost of healthcare, can weigh on someone's mind. But I would think that on a personal level, you folks have to deal with the reality that most professions don't have to deal with.
I would absolutely agree. When patients come into the hospital, and that's where my background is, they are in a very vulnerable state. They either have suffered some sort of trauma or surgery or something similar to that. One of the last things that they should have to worry about is, how am I going to pay for this? And unfortunately, that weighs on their minds. It weighs on their minds to an extent where it helps slow their healing. And when you're in a hospital and you've had something done, that's the last thing that you need. You should be able to go into the hospital knowing that you're going to get the care that you need to be able to recover, to lead a productive life and be a productive member of society.
Yeah, you know, it was we got into the conversation on the show the other day, Jeff, about universal health care, which I'm a big proponent of. And a lot of people, of course, like to bash what's called Obamacare. And call it whatever you want. It was necessary reform, and again, in my opinion, didn't go nearly far enough. But, you know, we deal with what we've got to deal with, and maybe this is a step in getting us eventually to universal health care. But, you know, when we talk about the reality of how the cost of health care weighs on someone, you just said something that I don't think we spend enough time talking about, what that does to the healing process. You know, the emotional component, you know, God forbid you are an open-heart patient. Let's say, and I think this probably happens more often than not, you don't realize you're a heart patient until you're a heart patient. That stress of knowing, especially if you don't have good coverage or no coverage or whatever it is, your copay situation, knowing that on top of the reality of, my God, I'm a heart patient, I am sick, I could die, oh, by the way, tell me that that patient isn't at some level going, how the hell am I going to pay for this?
I think that that hits the nail right on the head. You know, you've got people that are heart patients that don't know it because they haven't been to the doctor in a very long time. They don't lead very healthy lifestyles. They can't afford to eat the correct foods. They eat what they can afford, which is not necessarily the best thing for them.
You know, Jeff, let me just stop you for a second, because you know, somebody called me, a nurse actually called me and pointed this out to me on, after we did the show the other day. We were talking about healthcare. She said, Tony, do you know that it's cheaper to buy a 2 liter of pop than it is a gallon of milk? Yeah, I did know that. All right, so think about that for a minute, folks. You can actually, quote unquote, feed your family junk food every day. And it's cheaper to do that than to buy ground beef, potatoes, and vegetables and a gallon of milk. It is cheaper to feed them junk food. And she had a great list that she went down, you know, item by item, how much it costs. Not that I guess I didn't know that, but, man, when somebody puts it black and white like that, Jeff Breslin, it wakes you up.
Absolutely does. And when you have people that are trying to make ends meet by working 40, 60, 80 hours a week, working a couple of different jobs to be able to pay the bills, they don't have time to get out and exercise like they should. Most people, or at least a growing number of people, do not have adequate health care so that they can see the doctor to get the preventative work done that they should be getting. So then when they end up in the hospital, it's because they have had some sort of major event, like a major heart attack. And you're absolutely right. They get into the hospital and they're worried about, yes, they're worried about living, but they're worried about, are they going to be able to pay their house payment?
Absolutely. Jeff, hold that thought. Let's take a quick break. We got plenty of time on the other side. Folks, feel free to join us if you want to ring us up on this. We'll find out exactly what's going on, where it's going on, what we hope to accomplish with these nationwide events. Again, also throughout the state of Michigan today, 888-552-3595. My guest, Jeff Breslin, with the Michigan Nurses Association, the president of. We'll take the break and be back on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at some slowdowns out there on 275 northbound between Ann Arbor Road up to the 96 M14 interchange. 275 southbound between 14 Mile down to 9 Mile. You'll find some delays. Same goes for 696 westbound between Coolidge and Southfield Road. I'm Ross with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high near 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 72. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be pretty warm. A high in the lower 90s. Some breezy winds out of the southwest as well. Currently, it's fair and 72 degrees at the Tri-City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Recently on First Shift.
All right, let's welcome Brian to First Shift.
I wanted to call in and talk about the comment somebody criticizing the station for being a tiny station.
Yeah, the Detroit Free Press today ran an article that they referred to it as a tiny radio station.
It proves that ignorance is indeed profound. Because of the internet and because of the smartphones, I'm listening to you from Paul River, Massachusetts, the home of freedom and independence and a progressive mind.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour, Jeff Breslin is with me. He is the president of the Michigan Nurses Association, a group that I have a great deal of respect for. You know, in fact, Jeff, I talked to Mary Holbrook in your office, I don't know, about a month ago or so ago, and would love to do something more formal with you folks. So if there's an opportunity that you see we can partner on something, let me know. I'd love to work with you again. It's been a long time, and I really, I learned so much from your organization. I truly do.
That would be great.
Well, just let us know. Okay, we're going to go to the phones, and then, you know, again, we got a lot more to get through today. So join us, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Marguerite in Waterford to the show. Marguerite, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with myself and Jeff Breslin.
Tony, it's actually Margaret.
Oh, okay, Margaret, I'm sorry.
First of all, heartfelt thanks for everything you do. I'm so grateful for your show. And Jeff, thank you for what you're doing. I'm in healthcare as well, and I wanted to get Jeff's input on the feedback he's getting from his patients. I have found that I've been utterly dismayed by the vast amount of misinformation these patients are receiving from the media, from big insurance, radical right, the scare tactics with Obamacare, whatever that is. And I just wanted to get Jeff's thoughts about what his experience has
been. All right, and I'm going to ask you to repeat your question at the beginning of it because we got a lot of background noise. We don't have a great connection, Margaret. So could you just repeat the question again?
I'm in my car driving, and I have a stink bone. I just wanted to get Jeff's input, you know, his thoughts on what he's hearing from his patients.
Okay, great. That's great. You know, Jeff, do you get, and Margaret, thank you for your call. Jeff, do you get, you know, do the nurses in the Michigan Nurses Association get direct feedback on how healthcare is dialogued nationally?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you were saying, Tony.
I said, do the patients actually comment to nurses on the dialogue about healthcare and the way that the right has demonized it and the way they talk about, quote-unquote, Obamacare? Do the patients comment on that to nurses?
Oh, absolutely do.
Okay, well, that was her question. She wanted to know if they actually... If that resonates with them, and it would make sense that it does. I just wasn't sure and she wasn't sure as well, if it was something that people actually bring up.
No, not every patient that comes in is attuned to that. A lot of them are focused just on what's going on with them and their lives and being able to pay for their trip to the hospital or the doctor. But a surprising number of patients are very in tune with what's going on nationally.
Very good. All right, so let's again just kind of so that everybody knows what's going on nationally and statewide. Let's keep it statewide. Tell us again, Jeff, exactly what the focus is today, what you folks are doing, what we can do to support you.
We are holding soup kitchens across the state today. It's actually a national effort. There are more going on across the nation. What we are doing is going out to different congressmen and women's offices, and we are holding the 1920-style soup kitchens to help feed some of the hungry. This is to raise some of the awareness that the average person in America, average person in the state, is absolutely hurting. And instead of being a way to raise awareness, I fear that the soup kitchens are going to become more of a necessity, similar to what they were in the Great Depression.
Wow. You know, who would have ever thought, seriously, Jeff, in the year 2011 that we would be having this discussion?
I would agree. I think it's a sad state that we have reached, but I think it is something that the public needs to be aware of and take action on.
Well, you know, part of what's difficult about this for me is that we do have such a divide politically, that even on an issue that should be, I mean, should clearly transcend partisan politics, that we can't agree on a healthcare delivery system that protects all of us. That they don't understand, and I say they, I of course mean the more conservative members of our communities, Jeff, that they don't understand that preventative medicine could save billions of dollars in healthcare annually. Now, it wouldn't happen immediately, but it would happen eventually. And you know, it's not like we need to guess this stuff. We know what happens. You know, we could just take anything, any disease where you catch it early. The difference in cost between catching something early and catching it in its perhaps final stages. You know, I don't get the disconnect at all, Jeff. I really don't.
You know, that is absolutely, for anybody that's in healthcare, that is basic healthcare 101. If you catch something early, one, you stand a better chance of being able to successfully treat it, and then two, the cost of treating it is much, much less. Unfortunately, there's a lot of rhetoric out there, especially in regard to, like, when quote-unquote Obamacare was being put through the government, that was a document that was over 1,000 pages long. The average person is not going to take the time to sit there and read through everything, so they're going to listen to what is put out there. And there was a lot of falsehoods, a lot of assumptions that were put out based on that to serve the purpose of whoever was talking about it.
Well, you know, and it seems to me, you know, interestingly enough, the people called the show the other day, well, Nancy Pelosi didn't want anybody to read it, and she just wanted it acted on as quickly as possible. I don't know that she didn't want anyone to read it. She did want quick action, and I realized there's a lot of stuff to get to, and I understand that, you know, that everything gets politicized. But at the end of the day, and this is the insanity of especially the Obamacare argument, at the end of the day, what it really does for us is very little. It doesn't do a whole lot more than it did before, except make sure, God forbid, Jeff, that more people have access to health care. And that's what it accomplishes in its bigger picture. And my God, how can that be bad? I mean, really, how can that be bad?
Right. Unfortunately, it does not go as far as what it should have. We should have a single-payer system. If we did, that would in fact be more economical to be able to treat the vast majority of people that are out there, rather than the system that we have now that treats minority of people, treats them at all different levels of health care, and, you know, it's kind of a pay-to-play system. If
yep.
you've got money, you'll get treatment.
All right. Well, folks, go look up House Resolution 676, H.R. 676, John Conyers. Single-payer health care bill, and that'll tell you how to do it right. Jeff Breslin, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm glad that we had a chance to visit again, and I hope that we can partner on something in the near future.
My pleasure, Tony. You have a great day.
All right, you too. We're going to take a quick break here. We are going to be open lines at the top of the hour. You want to talk about health care? Let's do it. You want to talk about Obama? Let's do it. You want to talk about Rick Perry? Let's do it. I'm going to talk about Michelle Bachmann and drilling in the Everglades for oil that's not there, because she's just so bright. Yowza! Okay, I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take the break and be right back. Stay with us, please.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Got an accident out there, 375 southbound at Lafayette. It's on the shoulder, but it's causing some Gawker delays. Also, 75 southbound between 14 mile down to 8 mile, you'll find some delays there too. 275 northbound between Ann Arbor Road and the 96 M14 interchange, you'll find some delays there. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, it's going to be beautiful, a high in the upper 80s, tonight mostly clear, a low around 72, and then tomorrow mostly sunny, a high right around 90. Nice. Fair and 72 degrees at Detroit City Airport right now. More of First Shift coming up.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says as this Labor Day approaches, organized labor is gearing up to advocate for the desperate need for jobs and a political voice for working people. Trumka says labor is declaring its political independence this Labor Day with a new year-round mobilization super PAC aimed at all workers, not just union members.
This advocacy arm will help build the power of America's silent majority, the middle class and poor who are struggling to just get by. Unions of the AFL-CIO are pooling our resources and developing year-round mobilization capacity of our own, independent of parties and candidates and fueled by the power that comes from unity.
Trumka says the AFL-CIO will amplify the voices of working people calling for a six-point jobs program that includes serious infrastructure investment, reviving manufacturing, and stopping the further exportation of American jobs through flawed trade agreements. Trumka says state and local governments have to be helped to stop the contractions at that level. Wall Street must be reformed and consumer demand must be stimulated while unemployment benefits are extended. And he says government stimulus works.
The stimulus package has absolutely worked. It's created a couple of 3 million jobs. Actually created more jobs in a year and a half during a recession than George Bush created in 8 years he was president.
Registered nurses across the country are delivering a message directly to the offices of congressional representatives today. Tax Wall Street. Jesse Russell reports.
National Nurses United is leading the effort that calls for a tax on Wall Street speculation. Throughout today, rallies are being held near the offices of more than 60 Congress members. The rallies will include nurses assisting at local soup kitchens and community members speaking out. Some economists, such as UMass economics professor Nancy Fulbray, believe a small tax on purchases of stocks, bonds, and other financial instruments could produce billions of dollars to help the continued funding of programs that help the communities hit hard by the recession. In a recent blog post, Fulbray said such a tax in Great Britain raises nearly $40 billion per year. A similar tax is about to go into effect in all 27 member nations of the European Union. The nurses are visiting the offices of both Democrats and Republicans, attempting to drive home the message that everyday Americans are hurting.
This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising, a one-hour radio documentary produced by Workers Independent News in conjunction with WORT. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
It's time to get your weekend back. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and get help from people who know their stuff. You'll find the top-notch paint and supplies you need to turn your painting to-do list into a to-done list. Ace, the helpful place.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Again, we're open lines at the top of the hour. Feel free to join us with what's ever on your mind. Again, we're going to talk about drilling in the Everglades for oil in just a bit. But anyway, I do want a lot of serious stuff going on. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, you know, feel free to connect with us that way. At Tony Trupiano, and we want to welcome Juan in Detroit to First Shift. Juan, a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Thank you for punching in. What's on your mind?
Well, nothing much, man. Pleasure to be here. Well, I was just responding to the healthcare talk. You know, which I know you know, that the pharmaceutical companies are really not allowing any healthcare bill to be passed because if we do pass one, they won't make as much money. Not saying they won't make any money. We know they're making $1 billion, probably a day, but they won't make as much. So they won't really appreciate people getting health care and not being as sick anymore.
Well, you know, Juan, you are right because, you know, would you rather have, you know, $30 billion or $33 billion? Well, of course, we'd rather have $33 billion because God knows $30 billion's not enough. I mean, Juan, at some level, isn't it about, of course, you and I agree on this, but isn't it about the greater good of society, or shouldn't it be about the greater good of society? I would think
so, too. Yeah. And just like the vitamins. Now they're talking about taking vitamins off the shelf.
Yeah, well, no, we just did that. Yeah, we did that on the show about 3 weeks ago. We had a great guest on that talked about regulating vitamins and needing to get a prescription to get vitamin C. How ridiculous would that be?
It's very ridiculous. And I don't know really what we're coming to, Tony. It's really going to be honest. I mean, it just, I don't know. We're going to be programmed like in those movies where everything is controlled by the establishment.
Well, that's why we gotta stand up and fight it. That is why we cannot give up. We cannot give up. And then, like I said earlier, once we win, that's when the real fight begins. So that's what we got to do. Juan, thank you for your call. I appreciate your thoughts. It is about following the money. Juan is correct. It is about more and more money. Now, Jeff, you're going to get a kick out of this. You're going to enjoy this. All right, now we're going to play some audio in just a moment where Michelle Bachmann talks about drilling for oil in the Everglades. And my point about it, you know, not being oil there, there is some oil there, but not enough where you would ruin an entire ecosystem. Somebody, God bless you, Bob, had to send me, you know, she's not the first one to do it. It doesn't make it right, Bob. God bless you. But just because she's not the first one to say it doesn't make it right. Now, here's the deal. I have been doing talk radio, and in about a month will be 18 years since I started in talk radio. I was national most of my career. I have always had affiliates in Florida. I have dealt with this oil in the Everglades issue 300 times because of where my show was heard. So I understand the lunacy of what she said, better than any of you that live here ever will, because I've lived through this lunatic argument through the 80s. I'm sorry, all the way through the 90s and through the 2000s and into another decade. It's just insane. Let's listen to what Michelle Bachmann had to say.
We need to access energy. Other nations are. The United States needs to be less dependent on foreign sources of energy and more dependent upon American resourcefulness. And so whether that is in the Everglades or whether that is in the Eastern Gulf region or whether that is in North Dakota, we need to go where the energy is. But, of course, it needs to be done responsibly. If we can't responsibly access energy in the Everglades, then we shouldn't do it. The experts in the field would need to be able to certify with a great deal of certitude that we can do that. No one wants to hurt or contaminate the earth. No one wants to do that. We don't want to harm our water, our ecosystems, or the air. That is a minimum bar. From there, though, that doesn't mean that the two have to be mutually exclusive. We can protect the environment and do so responsibly, but we can also protect the environment and not kill jobs in America and not deny ourselves access to the energy resources that America has been so blessed with.
Okay, so here's the question. Michelle Bachmann wants to get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency, right? How did Jeff, I'm asking, it's a serious question. How do you protect the environment without an Environmental Protection Agency?
You don't.
No, well, wait a minute here. Are you telling me Michelle Bachmann lied?
Well, I don't think she really worries about the environment because they don't believe, you know, the Republicans don't believe you can do anything to harm the earth.
But you heard that audio. She sounded very concerned about protecting the earth, right?
Did sound that way.
Well, I mean, and is she being disingenuous with me?
I think she might be lying to you.
Oh, Jeffrey, what are we going to do with this woman? I mean, besides get her a corn dog and send her back to her room. I just don't know what to think anymore, because it seems every time she talks, something stupid comes out of her mouth. All right, you know, honestly, folks, do you think that, seriously, as you think about energy policy, that Michelle Bachmann was the one that was going to raise whether or not we should drill in the Everglades for oil? By the way, they do pump oil not far from the Everglades. Okay, there's an oil field that's fairly active. And so it's not like there's not oil, and there's oil in Michigan, for God's sake. We all know that, right? Why would you ruin an ecosystem of one of the most amazing places in the world? Why would you do that? To save 20 cents a gallon on gas, which you wouldn't even save, by the way. Do you realize how many years it would be before we could actually produce oil out of that region if it was actually there to produce? The billions of dollars it would cost to build the infrastructure in which to do that? All of the wildlife that would be killed in the process? Also, we can say in the name of resourcefulness that we were pumping our own oil. I have to ask you, do you think at any level, ladies and gentlemen, that your car cares where your oil comes from? Will your car run differently on American pumped oil? Just asking the question, will it? Will it run cheaper on American pumped oil? Because we know that, well, in Texas, they have lots of money because they have lots of oil, and they base the price of their oil on the international market, not on the American market. Yep, they're gouging you, folks. They're gouging me. I don't know if I have Texas oil running through the engine in my beautiful Dearborn-built, Union-made truck. I have no idea. I just know the Republicans are stupid. Blows my mind. Blows my freaking mind. Okay. All right. So here's the deal. You know, let's wake up to one reality. The Republican candidates for the presidency, and the only one that's even making kind of sense is John Huntsman, and they don't even pay attention to him. And I'm kind of curious. Thad McCotter has been put out of another debate. This debate on next Wednesday will not include Thaddeus McCotter because he's polling less than 1% nationally. So is John Huntsman. So is Rick Santorum. So why are they allowed to participate, not Thad? I want Thad to do it just so everybody can see what I got to debate when I ran against him for Congress. You got to see this guy in action. It's painful, but it's quite entertaining. If there's anybody in this audience right now that was there the day that I debated him, or whatever the hell you want to call what we did, our candidates forum with the League of Women Voters and the whacked out guys from the third parties, which were quite entertaining, and one of them was anyway, guy wanted to napalm people, one of the candidates. Jeff, seriously, one of the candidates running for Congress, I think it was for the Green Party, I don't know, maybe it was from the whacked out party, I don't remember what party it was from, but he thought that, you know, we needed to use napalm in Iraq.
Was he also trying to sell his grenades to a buyback program?
No, he's holding on to his grenades because, you know, he's one of those guys that's a little afraid of the federal government.
So he was one at the buyback program.
Yeah, actually, he was probably funding the buyback program. You know, one for you, two for me. I think. I don't know. He was a whacked out guy. And then he called me in one day. Again, I'm a candidate for Congress. He calls and leaves a message on my voicemail telling me that somebody had put one of my yard signs in front of his business, and he demanded that I personally come take it out.
Or he was going to napalm it.
Yeah, you know what? So I called him, and I said, I believe his name was Charles, but I don't remember for sure. I said, dude, just pull it up and throw it away. I don't care. How did this happen? I don't know. I didn't do it.
How did this happen? Like, it's a travesty.
Yeah. By the way, John Huntsman, is open to impeaching the president for what the decision he made in Libya. Again, all of a sudden, the one I thought sounded rational doesn't sound so rational.
Just when you think he was, you know, somewhat with it, somewhat coherent.
And I'm very proud of myself. I'm actually, you know, because I told you yesterday I was going to be more judicious on what I brought into the studio and all the stories. And I had a lot of stuff today, and I only got four left. I think I may actually get through it all today. I had a lot of stuff, though. So I'm pretty proud of myself. Yeah, John Huntsman, yeah, impeachment. Because, I don't know, we're about to get rid of a dictator. Let's impeach our president because he supported getting rid of a dictator.
Which is funny because a Republican would champion it as spreading democracy and really helping out the entire world.
By the way, do I need, before I get to break here, do I need to build in some time? Does Todd make an announcement today or not today? Is he not ready to do that or do we want to put that off? What do we want to do?
Don't do that to me. That's not cool.
You're not ready to have this discussion then?
That is not cool. No.
So the answer's no. Okay, well, you just need to know because I got a new feature to end the show with, and if you needed time, I wanted to give you a little time, all right? Jeez, back off a little bit there, pal. Wow, he didn't even know what the heck is going on. All right, we're going to clean it up on the other side of this. Yeah, finally with authority, 20. Anyway, we're going to clean it up on the other side of this. I'm Tony Trupiano. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. Some more good stuff to get to on the other side. Feel free to ring us up, 888-552-3595. We'll be right back.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. You took the wind out of my sails when you said it about being sold a bill of goods and us having to vote. They want to destroy public education. They want to destroy unions. They want to destroy everything that this country fought for. This is the result of us not voting back in November.
You know, folks, Norm just said it perfectly. In fact, Jeff, if we can try to make a promo on what Norm just said about this is from not voting.
First Shift with Tony Trivio on 1310. WDTW.
I'm Miranda Lambert.
I'm Ashley Monroe.
I'm Angelina Presley.
And we're the Pistol Annies. I'm Hell on Heels.
The Pistol Annies Hell on Heels is available now. You can get the CD exclusively at PistolAnnies.com or download the album on iTunes.
Rocky by Columbia National Records.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Where are y'all at today? Cat got your tongue? Ha, ha, ha. Give us a call, 888-552-3595. Very quickly, a couple announcements, and I got a new feature and just a bunch of stuff to get to. But, and we're actually going to have Minsu on next week. Minsu is responsible, partially responsible, for the Colors Detroit opening gala, which is Monday, the 12th of September, where I will be. At 5:30 p.m., they got a ribbon cutting ceremony. The grand opening ceremony is at 6. So the celebration is at 6. And if you would like to get tickets, we've got it all on the homepage. All the information on the homepage at thetonyshow.org. So just go to thetonyshow.org. It's all there. It's September 12th. You can get involved in a huge way by being a $10,000 donor, or you can buy an individual ticket, and I believe those are $25. So. There's certainly everybody can participate in this. It's a great concept. It's a restaurant training center. It is a restaurant. It is an opportunity, and I'm looking forward to having Minsu on the show to talk about this, and it's just great. So September 12th is that day. Go check it out. And then again, we've got on Friday, September 16th at 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Church Activities Building, a seminar. The Michigan Alliance to Strengthen Social Security and Medicare seminar on Are You Really Covered? And again, if you want to go to that, it is free. Amongst the speakers that will be there is Max Richman, or Reichman, who is the executive director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. So you're going to want to check that out as well. Absolutely. And the phones are on fire, so let's go take some phone calls. Why don't we do that? That's what we're here for. Let's go to Ken in Ann Arbor. Ken, welcome to First Shift. A pleasure to have you on the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tony, it's great. I've never called you before, although I've been a listener ever since, oh, man, back in the early 2000s. I remember feeling the pain with you during the 2004 election. Oh, man, I'm just so glad you're back on the air.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, ain't nothing to it, bro. You're a good man. Now that I buttered you up, I just got a minor bone to pick with you, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You were talking about, this debate that you've done with, that McCotter guy who I really don't like, and, that's fine. But, you'd mentioned one guy who was, wanting to use napalm, and you said that, you didn't know if he was the Green
Party.
No.
There was a Green Party guy, and then this guy, oh. And I don't remember what party he was from, but he was a wacko. I'd never even heard of the party before. It's not even one of the main. Listen, I'm a big third party guy. I believe we need them, not just want them. We need them. But I just don't remember the name of the party. That's all. But he was a little bit weird. I don't mind telling you that he was.
Oh, I'd say he's more than a little bit weird. Yeah. But listen, man, I just wanted to say the way it came out, it almost sounded like, hey, Tony, don't group in the Green Party with these nuts that would napalm people.
No, I'm probably closer to being a Green Party person than a Democrat, to be honest with you.
You know, I'm sorry to say I kind of agree with you now. I've always voted Democratic, and I can't imagine ever voting for a Republican. I think the closest thing they've got to a sane Republican is Ron Paul, and he's pretty far from being sane.
Yeah, well, there's no question, Ken, that's true. Absolutely. So
I wish I could like the guy, but, I mean, his foreign policy I like, but his domestic policy is just nuts.
No,
man.
No question. Listen, I'm glad that you called, and I appreciate the call for the clarification. The guy was not a Green Party candidate, so... I'm glad that you
go. Yeah, I just want to make sure the Green Party gets its props. That's
no
all. I know you didn't mean it that way.
No.
You didn't mean it that way. I just want to make sure that it was clear. That's all.
We're groovy. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the nice words you had to say about the show as well. Let's go to Les in Detroit. Les, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yeah, good morning, Tony. I'm with you. I think we need a third party, but I want to discuss the president's job speech and how it was kicked around by, Speaker Boehner. That I thought that was just unreal, to me, to have the Speaker of the House come and demand the President move his time around for the Democrat, for the Republican the debate. They have not generated any new conversation. So, and then to not go to the next day where the football season started, and I don't know about you, I'm a football fan. And, that kind of ruffles my feathers a little bit.
No, I'm with you. Ruffles my feathers, too. Les, appreciate the comments. We're just short on time. Let's get Joe in real quick so we can do the last word. And go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, Tony. I wanted to talk about the whole Michelle Bachmann drilling for oil in the Everglades conversation. Really, what they're doing by saying that is they're keeping the conversation centered around foreign versus domestic, when really we should be talking about not using fossil fuels at all.
You're right. It should be alternative versus fossil fuel is what we should be having discussion on.
Right. And by them keeping the focus on, us versus them, it just keeps the conversation focused on just that.
All right.
Still using fossil fuels.
You're right. Absolutely, Joe. You make an important distinction. I appreciate the call. We're just really short on time, and now, a new feature. We started the show with the first word, and now...
And now, the last word with Tony.
And this is the last word today. Let me just say, and I only in the last few minutes, communication matters. And as we take a look at what we say and how we say it, we should be more thoughtful. And I think that goes for all of us, not just me. Listen, I just learned, because when you're not specific, yes, people can hear something that wasn't said. So that is a reminder to me to be very careful how I move forward. I have an obligation as a messenger to make sure that what I say is clear. So let me make this clear. I will dedicate as much time as I need to make sure that what I say and what I believe doesn't come with gray area at all. I'm not asking you to embrace everything I say or to necessarily disagree with everything I say, but I do promise you'll know what I'm saying when I'm saying it. And that's the last word for today. Okay, we're ready to wrap things up on this Thursday program. Jeff, I got to tell you, from a producer standpoint, you got to be pretty happy with the day the way the show played out today, aren't you?
I am, and especially because I had a lot of fun. We laughed a lot today. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I'll make sure that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that to happen, especially not in this studio. Where solidarity reigns. I like the first and last word. I like those pieces.
You'd like that? Okay.
Yeah. I think we should continue those.
Well, good, because we're going to. Jeff actually does have a say in the show, folks. Yes, it's mine, and I do get the last word, but I certainly listen to what Jeff has to say, because Jeff brings a lot to the program. And with that said, we have to end the program today. I want to again thank the brothers and sisters out at UAW 174 for their hospitality yesterday. Folks, I had an amazing time. I'm going to look forward to our next meeting on the 14th. And I'm in. I'm all in is what I'm telling you. Matt and everybody else at 174, you guys rock. I'll see you on Monday. I've got the show tomorrow. Don't worry. We know what's going on tomorrow. and we've got a great show to bring to you. I'm Tony Truppiano. For Jeff and Todd, who do amazing work, and without them, we don't do this. And, of course, you, who without whom I wouldn't have the opportunity. I'm Tony Truppiano. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We got some problems out there on the roadways right now. Of course, we've got some slowdowns. 275 northbound between Ann Arbor Road and 96 M14 interchange. The corner of Pelham and Wick is pretty much blocked because of a train that is broken down. It's blocking the roadways there. Also, we have a vehicle fire on Mac right at 75 that's causing some Gawker delays on the freeway. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, a fantastic day today, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 72. And then tomorrow, once again, we'll have some breezy winds out of the southwest, but it'll be kicking up the heat just a little bit. Mostly sunny, a high near 92. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 73 at Detroit City Airport. Have a great day, everybody.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310.